Ladies and gentlemen, people of Earth, I'm Uncle Eddie, host of Ham Radio. Goom Radio has asked me to point out some of the language you will hear on my show. Fuck. Shit. Cock-juggling thunder cunt. Prolapsed anus. Pink sock. Blumpkin. Boo-cocky. Fumunda cheese. Fuminya cheese. Butt trumpet. Rusty trombone. Gerbils. Up your ass. Bukaki alarm clock. Motherfucker. Cocksucker. Big Down Syndrome forehead. The Abe Lincoln. More on that later. Joe Reed is here as well from Death House Productions. I just keep wanting to say promotions, but it's not. It's production. Because this is how you get to know your artists, Billy. Koof, on the very first live show, got tased in the nuts.
Yeah.
All right, by a stripper, tased his nuts. Oh, all right, God. So now, Raquel asked me if the hair burned off his nuts. To which I replied, no, he was shaving. To which she said, ew. I don't care what her musical influences are right now. Now, that does beg the question. You like Harry Nutt?
You want faster? Faster? She's thinking about a family. She's...
Don't make her laugh! You're gonna close the damn... And he told me that the fucking owners of the company fired me. And then, literally... 2 days later, I get an email from the owner of the company going, why the fuck did you get fired?
This is Ham Radio on Goom Radio.
I heard Evan, by the way, laughing about the Goom Radio commercial that aired, saying we're the future of radio, and you can hear Evan in the background going,
What the fuck, Wednesdays?
God damn, that was kind of gay, Hamill. Right before we go to air, Hamill goes to the ham cam. Hi!
Hi!
I go to the ham cam, and I look at the ham cam, and I go, no! Hi, Sal! Nice! It is, of course, January 20th, 2011. It is, of course, The Machine. It is, of course, The Ham Radio Show. How the fuck are you? I am Uncle Eddie, your tour guide on the highway of hell. I have my tag team partner sitting as resident, as they always are, Billy.
What?
How the fuck are you, Billy?
Stupendous.
Stupendous.
Oh, great. We got a parrot in the room.
Billy is stupendous. Billy is stupendous. Billy has a broken hip. I turn to one of my executive producers. I call him Twink. You call him Battery Boy. But his mom and dad call him Danny. Danny, what the fuck's going on, motherfucker?
What's up, everybody?
What's up?
And, of course, a big Achtung and Sieg Heil to our other executive producer. We call him Hitler. The rest of the world calls him Bigot. It is, of course...
Sieg Heil.
Sieg Heil. The... He writes his own material, folks. There's nothing I can do about
this. This sounds like a very bad game show so far.
It is. Sieg Heil. He is Hitler. Hitler, how the fuck are you in the... You're linked up with the World Wide Web, as they say.
I'm doing fantastic.
How's that going on? Anybody chatting already? Or no one in the chat rooms, the Twitter boxes, all that shit?
I just put it out. Send feedback to twitter.com/hamradioshow.
Absolutely. Good job. Hamradioshow.com is the website. You can check that out as well. In studio, live, we'll be able to touch her. You'll be able to whack off to her. Porn megastar from such movies as Nail and Palin and every other MILF movie I've ever jerked off to in my life. Of course, Lisa Ann will be in studio, and I think she's bringing some guests with her as well, my
friends. Plus, I bet you didn't know she's in some non-pornographic videos as well, but we'll get to that when she gets here in the 10 p.m. hour.
She might have a little secret, a little surprise under her one of her tits. Could be something. We don't know what it is.
But it's possible, Danny. Anything is possible.
What else do we have on the show? We have a banter. Banter fodder, as people say. To the people, shout out to Jesse. Jesse Schofield just wrote me saying what's up. Big ups to her. How the hell are you? See, the fans are just going apeshit. The fans want to know what's going on. They like it. They want to touch it. And they want to call the hotline. 1-888-632-4666. The sign of the devil. The 4666 stands for Goom. That's 1-888-632-GOOM. All right, that's what you got to do. You want to be a part of the fucking madness. That's what you do, motherfuckers. My minions that are on the face of the book. People are telling me they see me, fucker. They're on the ham cam and they're enjoying the view of my tremendous giant ass that Danny, for some odd reason, put right at me. Our cameraman just starting in as well. We have lots of stuff going on.
Because we set it up for where our guest is going to be.
Yes.
But then if I left the camera there, they'd be staring at an empty chair.
Which is true. It is true. So, you are sometimes correct.
It's a toss-up between your ugly ass and Billy's ugly ass. And
I like the empty chair.
The empty chair is good.
Yes, it's well lit, I might say.
Because for a reason. Because we're having Lisa Ann in studio, and she's going to... I'm hoping Billy show her boobies. Do you think that there's a shot, maybe?
She's a porn star. She's going to.
Do you think maybe, Hamill, is that what you're shooting for, kid?
She's a porn star.
Do you think it's possible, Danny? I just want to hear a yes. Because I want to
Why do I got to swell your ego anymore?
Because I love swelling my ego.
The ego's got to match the belly.
Yeah! Good answer, Billy. I like it. You know what? Because it's not that pretentious. The ego does have to match the belly.
What do you think she's going to do here? Talk about how she sits home and knits sweaters when she's not getting double penetration?
Double penetration?
Double penetration?
Don't, Dan, you're fucking, hey, get
if
off.
If it was done to you, you'd talk like that, too.
Well, because Danny's on therealLisaAnn.com. He's checking out some porn. Did you give me that audio, Hitler, or no?
Oh, yes.
You did? Can you pass it over to Danny so he has it? Because I would like to hear some fucking from Lisa Ann. I don't have to hear it right this very second, but I would like to hear some fucking.
No, I can just pass Hamill the contraption.
Well, you hit pass, yes. Hamill. Good, pass Hamill the contraption.
Let me get it first.
Uh-oh. Yes.
Let me get it. As in, I don't got it. Let me get it.
It's in there.
It's in there somewhere.
It's around the corner.
Eventually.
Back to the right.
Keep reaching, Billy. Keep reaching.
No. My hands are out of this.
You really?
I got nothing to do with this.
You should touch it, Billy.
No, I'm good.
Billy, are you gonna be
sick? Yeah.
No. I'm gonna say, are you gonna be like a big homo? Because every time we have a porn star in here, you kind of try to be cavalier and a fucking like be nice to the broad way too much.
Way too much. That's who I am. That's what I do.
Yeah, but how much has that actually accomplished you, Billy?
Does me well enough.
I see. I don't think it does.
I get what I need.
I think Billy's lying.
No.
By the way, big ups to Nick G up there in Canada.
He's still looking for aardvarks. And giant moose.
Oh, man. Lisa Ann called my phone at 9 o'clock. Because I have it on fucking silent, I can't fucking talk to her. Unless you want me to call her now? Can I call her and put her on the air? Well, maybe because there might be a problem. Yeah. I don't want to have any problems with this. Every time we have a porn star, we like to make sure everything's thorough.
Oh, it's too late for that.
Producers, should I call?
I think you should call maybe during the break.
You want me to call during the break?
Yes.
That would make sense.
But, first off, does anything we do make sense, Billy?
No.
Nah. All right, thank you. Well, you got the audio? All right, this is Lisa Ann, who's going to be on the show. Let me hear it. Let's see, Hamill's trying to find it yet again.
Oh, yeah, pull me out of that cock just like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right there.
Yeah, that's her. Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
I think what's so sexy about this woman
is everything?
Well, yeah, but she wears the glasses, and she's got, like, the hair back, and she pulls out, like, the secretary look. That's the sexiest way a woman can look.
Isn't that why she got the fucking, the Palin thing?
Oh, my God, that's the best porno ever.
Which one was that one from? One of her many MILFs, or was that
I don't
from...
know, I just Google searched Lisa Ann MILF, and it brought me to the video.
Lisa Ann MILF.
Excellent.
I ever hear sucking off a white guy and a black guy, so apparently she's open to all options here.
Well, a lot of the porn, one thing I do want to, if you have questions, by the way, that you want to, you know, ask of Lisa Ann, hit us up on the Twitter, hit us up on the phone calls, do whatever you got to do. By the way, option 3 on the phone calls, I keep forgetting that. Yes. Option 3 for the machine. If you want to talk to her, dude, we'll hook you up with that. We're not going to be fucking assholes. We will let you ask your questions. It's okay.
We share our guest with you.
It's okay. We need to, the biracial scenes supposedly bring you down in money when you do porn. They bring you down in money. When you do porn, if you start banging a black guy.
Only in the South.
No. Mainstream, middle America, everything, Billy. If you do the fucking black guy in the porn, supposedly, you get money just taken away.
Oh.
Well, you don't get that option. You just take it away.
Well, you know, we've come a long way.
No, I would think we have come a long way, but the thing is...
Apparently not.
I mean, Hitler racist people like, you know, over here don't want to see the black cock in there. Which is not good.
Mr. Duke.
Yeah. David Duke over here don't want to see that. Which I don't, to me, I don't mind. I don't mind if a black guy... The only thing I mind is when they do the... when she does her MILF porn.
Okay.
And when they do the friggin'... I love the stepmom one. I'm going to talk to her about that.
Yes.
Love when it's always the stepmom. It's like a series, but it's not really a series because it's always different sons. She moves around a lot, if you get what I'm saying. So all this stuff happens.
She's Zsa Gabor.
Zsa just hops now.
Elizabeth Taylor? Different husbands?
Different husbands. Zsa got one leg. Now you're making it creepy, Billy. Now you're making it creepy.
That's the amputee porn.
She got gangrene on her shit. All right? I don't want to cut right off. It's not good.
She could beat cops with it now.
Ugh. Instead of slapping them? Is that what you're going for, Billy? Was that your 1990s reference on today's show? I don't like when the son is definitely not remotely.
Oh, when he's 45?
Yeah! Like that, I don't like. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Because
it pisses me off. And I don't mind. It's usually because at the end of the day, I don't care because I'm watching her. Like, I watched one today. Dude, I jacked off twice to her today. All research.
I'm sure she'll be proud.
Important show prep.
Important show prep. Thank you. That's what it was. You know, I make sure that I am not half-assing it, as they say. I make sure I'm full-assing it, Billy.
Oh, yeah.
I like to full-ass it, all right? I don't like to just walk around and not have all my ducks in a row. So I like to get all my stuff. And I start jagging one out to her. And you know what? I went, you know what? Later in the day, I was like, I got more time. That was only 6 minutes. I can do another one.
Wow. Aren't you the lucky one?
And I did it. And I got it in.
Yes. Apparently you did.
Two times. Why is everyone so fucking quiet on today's show?
I don't know.
Everybody. Danny hasn't talked shit. Hamill has. I'm like, I'm looking at you guys and you're dead. We have Lisa Ann coming up here.
We're watching Lisa
Ann. The cameraman just showed up and he's more fucking lively than you cocksuckers.
We're listening to how you jacked off twice and that's really...
Revolting.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Why? Because no one likes to hear about their friends jerking off.
When has Billy ever considered me a friend? The fuck?
Yeah, I'm sure still don't want to hear you jerking off, though.
Why not?
I'd rather hear... Nah, I wouldn't even want to hear anything that he's got going on.
Oh, Zach?
Yeah, the little homo.
No, Zach told us that he jerks off twice. That he's a two-a-dayer. I'm a two-dayer. Mm-hmm. If I'm really interested, I try to go to three, but three gets me winded. Like, I really don't have... not winded like a fat guy trying to go upstairs. I'm talking about where I'm sitting there, and I'm like... and it just comes out like fucking Bisquick. Doesn't come out
Bisquick.
Good.
Bisquick.
Like, you know how it usually shoots out like Spider-Man? It. Like, it's like... And
to
shoots
a
out.
Food-based object.
Absolutely, fucker. What are you, new here, Billy?
I don't know, but Twinkle over here has got
What's
this
Twinkle doing?
Glazed look in his eye, like...
I wanted to say something.
Bisquick? Oh, God. Oh, wait, what?
No, you said it was too much. I thought it was going to be too much exercise. You haven't exercised that much in how long?
No, but my right arm is fine there, Zach.
Yeah, but I mean, you say you got winded.
Dude, jerking off to me is not a strenuous task. I mean, it is heavy lifting.
How many calories?
But it's not fucking,
How many calories do you think you burn?
What, jerking off?
Yeah, you must burn something.
You gotta burn something, yeah. Well, that's why I stay the same weight. I don't get bigger, I stay the same weight.
Yeah, but if you do it
from
more
the jerking.
If you do it more often, then you'll burn more calories, and then all of a sudden, you'll
look at Danny. Look how many fucking calories he burns. He's a skinny fuck.
See?
He can't gain weight. He's jerking off so
much.
But
you could have a jacked right arm, and you could be fat everywhere else. The girls will love you.
I have a jacked right arm, and I'm fat everywhere else.
I'm sorry.
Isn't that what's going on with my body?
Carry on, everybody.
Thank you.
God, bye. Now it's a this Dr. Has been, this Oz is, this, episode this has been gone a, bad.
I was going to say, this has been a moment from fucking Zach Sang in the student body, who's teaching us how many times he jerks off.
It was an honor.
It was an honor. Thank you.
Baba Yash.
Yeah, notice you're going to leave before the porn starts.
He could do that with those tight-ass pants.
Well, once he unfurls the dragon, everything's fine.
Too bad this wasn't like him in high school.
Go home and jerk off, Zach. I got work to
duff
do.
Duff him in a locker.
All right, I got to go fucking break. When we come back on the show, I don't know what the fuck we're doing. What are we doing?
I don't
know. Anybody know something? Oh, we got movies that don't suck, and then we got hot buttons. All this, plus anything else that we want to do. Because you know what we are? We're the masters of our own domain. Yet again, another jerk-off reference. Yeah. For everyone playing at home.
But yeah, I make a bad fucking 90s reference. It's okay.
Hey, mine is at least my 90s reference. Yours was on Joshua Gabor slapping a cop.
Yeah.
Mine is at least a jerk-off reference.
Yeah.
Many people jerk-off. Who gives a shit about Zsa with her stumpy gangrene leg fucking doing it?
Shut
Can
up.
We just go to spots?
Shut up and hit the button.
I'm going to hit the button.
Now.
We'll be right back with more show after these fucking big, long words, cunt!
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What, are you stupid?
It's the Ham Radio Show, right here on the machine. Little Papa Roach for you. We had to ask around. I'm a really bad jock. I don't know some of the bands. If I don't hear a song that I recognize, I gotta ask around. I don't fucking know.
I'm the same way. I haven't bought a new album in, like, almost a year.
But I haven't, like, Papa Roach has changed. They were a little bit more ballsy before. But, listen.
This isn't the Papa Roach I know.
No, this is kind of fucking, as the French would say, faggoty. I don't really like it.
Commercialism.
It's commercialism at its finest?
See.
Yeah, but
this album wasn't that bad. Their previous album, the Paramore Sessions, was fantastic. Their
look at,
best
look at
album.
Fucking Hamill throwing out names. It's like the Paramore Sessions. You remember the Paramore Sessions, Danny? That was the best album.
That was the best.
That was a good one.
I just noticed we got a different cleaning lady.
We did. We got a new cleaning lady. She's a little chunkier than the other one.
Yeah,
I don't want to see her boobies. Trust me, Lisa Ann will make up for that later. I don't really want to see that lady's boobies. Mm. She looks like, you know what she looks like? She looks like the Spanish Danny DeVito. We'll call her Senor DeVito when she comes in. Say, Buenos Aires, Senor DeVito. A little Italian. Mixed in with her Spanish. Because that's what we do. Danny, by the way, we didn't do the football thing, and I don't even want to play the music, because it turns out it was a fucking wash.
It was a wash. We all
fucking wash. Everybody nailed everybody's fucking picks. It just went back and forth. It was nothing. We pushed. How horrible is that? Now we're only down to four fucking teams.
Yeah, but it's going to get, you know,
two games.
Probably like that.
Two games, four teams is going to get tight in here. It's going to get tight in here, really.
The ego swelled again.
Who?
Huh? What?
My ego didn't fucking swell. How did my ego swell?
I don't know.
I said it's going to be tight in here. How the fuck did I fucking...
You were preparing for it.
No, I wasn't preparing.
Okay.
I was preparing. I thought I lost. Didn't I say that during the meeting? I said, didn't I? I went, because Danny goes, oh yeah, about the fucking NFL picks. I went, did I lose? Because I thought I did. I don't recall having the right picks.
No.
I remember having at least one up, but you know what? Danny said it's a wash, so it's a push. It's done.
Yep.
Done deal.
See.
Done. So now are we doing this week? Because we have Lizanne, who's a big sports nut, too. Should we maybe have her maybe throw in her two cents about
Why not?
Stuff?
Toss them in.
Well, you know what?
She might could as well.
Do you have that fucking wire, by the way, hooked up? Because for the next bit, I'm going to need you for.
Yes, I do.
Because I need you. Because you know what we're doing right now? Instead of doing fucking NFL, you know what we're doing?
Hot foot chops.
So hot.
It's so hot. All right, did anyone see the video? And please tell me you've seen it. Because it's a YouTube goddamn phenomenon.
The viral video.
It's a viral video, Billy, if you will be so kind. A viral video. And what it is this chick up in, we now know it's in Pennsylvania. Because when the video went out, you didn't know shit about it. All right, this chick in Pennsylvania, she's texting while in the mall. Everyone see this video?
Oh, okay, I know this.
Hilarious.
Hilarious. All right, so this twat du jour, is in the mall. She's texting, not paying attention. And just a little side note, she works at the mall. Just keep that in mind.
She works there.
She works there. All right, so then this bitch is now texting at the mall, not paying attention, not giving shit. This is why you don't text and drive, people. All right, public service announcement from me and Oprah. You don't text and drive. All right, she's walking, boom! Right in the fucking full fountain. Right?
It is one of the
totally deep. She goes.
Ever.
She goes at least 2 feet deep into the fountain. She's swimming. She's swimming. She climbs out of the fountain.
But the funny thing is like she climbs out of the fountain all nonchalant, like nothing happened, and just casually walks away,
thus creating a wet floor for everybody to slip on.
Well, Miguel, the fucking Spanish, custodian engineer, was there. He's watching this happen. He looks at her. He doesn't laugh. He actually goes over to help. Now, have you ever seen the full video? What it is, she falls in the thing. Boom, like Billy said, she comes out of the fucking thing. She then walks away from the fountain. What we now know is that because from another angle, she walks into a store, and then she comes out of the store, and then Miguel, the custodian engineer, comes over to her to ask her, are you okay, miss? Is everything okay? Are you hurt?
And stop wetting my floor.
All right. He goes, fucking cunt. Don't do it, you fucking cunt.
No pisado, Majano.
Yes. Pisso Majario, which stands for major piss. So wet Miguel floor. Walks over and does, thank you, Billy. I'm sure the Spanish audience is going to call in the fucking show now.
I doubt it very much.
Yeah, I know. So shut him fucking, cute la boca, you motherfucker. So now what's going on, though, is because everyone wants to be the victim. Everyone's got to pay the fucking piper. Everyone wants to be, oh, spotlight on me, spotlight on me. You want to talk about swelling ego? Right here's a fucking swelling ego. This bitch, who's now come forward, her name is Kathy Cruz Marrero. All right, she's the one on the surveillance footage at the Berkshire Mall in Reading, Pennsylvania. All right, she's the one who falls into the fountain while texting. She is now. She is now suing. She's suing the mall. She's suing the people that the security team that works at the mall. She's suing everybody.
She's right? also suing medical personnel for not coming to get her.
All right. Cruz Marrero, 49, who works at the mall, has hired an attorney. All right, she wasn't hurt, at least not physically. All right, now these are quotes.
Oh, now she's emotionally scarred.
She's emotionally scarred because in her opinion, we have audio in this bitch, don't we?
Yes,
this
we
is from
do.
The CBS Early Show from Chris Raggi, who's on the CBS Early Show. And he does bring up a whole bunch of points. This twat... really is she's the twat du jour. She has to be, she's definitely hot button number one because she goes out now and is ranting and raving. Just check out the footage, Danny. Hand me some footage. Please.
Keep talking among yourselves.
Are you setting up?
Oh, like, yeah, it's buzzing itself
it's
buzzing.
In. Is it buffering?
It's buffering.
Is it buffering?
Keep talking. You're
all right,
good
well,
at
either
that.
Way, it doesn't matter. Cruz Manero, yeah. Gee, I'm good. Or let's make jokes. We're on a talk show. Thank God I can talk, asshole. Unlike some people. Cruz Manero says she doesn't, what does hurt is the humiliation.
Well, you should have paid attention to where you were walking.
The humiliation, ask my husband, I cried for days.
And he laughed at you too.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I cried laughing at your shit and I pissed my pants. All right? You don't know how many people are laughing at me. Here's my first point before Danny has to find this audio now.
At least a million who've seen the video.
I might know how to talk, Danny, but at least I'm prepared. The,
oh.
Thank you. The fucking woman, who the fuck would know it's her? That's number one. If you never came forward, no one would know it was you. Not one person can watch that video.
I would have known it was her.
You knew it was fucking Cruz?
Yeah.
You
knew
it was Cruz, Miss Manero?
It's the shoes.
I don't even know if I'm saying her name right because I don't even want to give her full goddamn spotlight on her. All right. She, point blank, is the most stupidest woman. If she never came forward, no one would have known. Maybe the people around the Berkshire Mall. That's about it. Let's go to the audio now. Danny found it.
2 million hits as of now. A woman is at the mall texting someone, doesn't notice the giant fountain right in front of her.
That's Raggy laughing at her.
She wasn't hurt, at least not physically. But now she's speaking out, and guess what? She's not very happy.
Of course not.
Humiliation. The humiliation. You know, ask my husband. I cried for days.
I pause this.
How many people?
You should be humiliated.
That dumb cunt.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have went on the early show. Now I know who the fuck the bitch is.
That's my point. Who the hell knew who you were when you fell in the goddamn fountain on the footage? You're the size of a goddamn pinhead. Literally, you're this big on the goddamn thing. Because somebody taped it. With an iPhone or a fucking smartphone from the screen. They taped it. No, it wasn't. They were they're in the security room watching the fucking TV.
Correct.
They're taping the TV. So you're even smaller than you fucking were if you were taping, if there was the actual tape from security. All right. Now the camera, you're this fucking big. You're like me on a cold day. You're this fucking big. No one knows who you are. Except for the people at the Berkshire Mall, no one knows who the fuck you are. Okay? So now, those people, yes, are laughing at you. Now you got a worldwide audience.
Laughing
at you.
Including the guys from the Today Show.
All right, Did you see the early show? You get the CBS names right, you asshole. Let's go back to Chris Raggy in the early show.
Are laughing at... It's dangerous. It's dangerous. It could have been somebody... I could have been walking into a bus.
That would have been funnier.
A ditch. Anything.
Well,
wait a minute. Yet again, why is it my business? You're an asshole. You fucking were texting while walking.
You know, this is just like that memo. What was it about?
Who?
A couple of months ago? No, when we first got here, the bitch almost walked into the light rail.
When we were in the train. She was texting.
Now, that wouldn't have been her fault?
Yes.
We're talking on the phone, running to the light
rail. And what did we do? As sensible fucking people, what did we do, Danny?
We
stood there and went, let it happen.
See?
Let it happen. Because it's going to take a dumb bitch like this Cruz Monero, it's going to take a dumb bitch like her to get hit by a bus, get hit by a train, fall down a ditch, or fall into a fountain for people there. I bet you $5 she helped out a lot of people. Because a lot of people looked at that goddamn thing and were like, I'm not going to get caught falling into a fountain, asshole.
She works there. She has to know there's a fucking fountain in the middle of the fucking place anyway.
You should know the layout of this place. I bet you if I close my eyes, I could walk around the Goom Studios.
She was humiliated for being stupid.
Stupid. And now she feels
her
bad.
Stupidity.
Yeah. Now she feels bad, and now she's little. Look at me. I'm the victim. I'm the victim.
Oh, she deserved it.
All right, Hitler, what? You've been chomping at the bit.
Now, what's amazing with this is...
Your weight?
Yes.
Okay.
She says, I could have walked into a bus. I could have walked on a ditch. If people watch the video, she's texting. And she can't see where she's going anyway.
Yeah.
So it's the cell phone company's fault that
it's
you can't text.
Fault. It's everybody's fault
it's
but
not
this
see-
woman.
You need to see through screens so then you can text.
That's the
walk.
Problem.
We're
it's
not in Star Trek yet. BlackBerry will have to do.
This is the bitch that will also go to the bottom of the pool because there's a Scratch and Sniff sticker on the bottom. All right? She's that dumb. You're dumb. Give me more footage. She's that dumb.
You can take it from me. It's dangerous. It really is. Even talking while you're walking on, you know, you're talking on the phone and walking. It's dangerous.
There is a danger.
She's okay.
That's fantastic.
She's fine.
It's dangerous.
Something she regularly does. She's really committed. What she's most upset about is that this video has been posted online, and she feels like a lot of people are laughing at her. She's actually hired an attorney. Of
course we are, because you're a fucking moron.
Yeah. No one knew. That's the square issue. The paramount issue right now. Is that no one knew who you were.
Except
not
for a couple
a
of people that worked with her.
Miguel, if you watch the video, no one sees her fall in the goddamn fountain.
No
one sees her fall in the fountain. Not one person is viewing her fall into the fountain. Nobody. She honestly could have got up, wet as fucking the day is long, walked right out that fucking door of the mall.
And caught a cold, and then she would have to sue for the water being cold.
Everybody's a victim! I'm tired of that shit!
I also saw another ridiculous lawsuit story that...
What?
There is a guy that's coming out now that is suing WWE from a pay-per-view that he went to over, 7 years ago? Judgment Day of 2000?
Oh,
so,
yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry,
in the
over
rock
seven.
Something?
Triple H and The Rock were having an Iron Man match, and apparently what happened was they went out of the ring, and he was sitting in one of the front rows, and...
He was standing on one of the chairs.
Standing on one of the chairs, because, you know, he's a small little guy, you can't see, and he was knocked on the floor. And now, over 10 years later, he's now coming out and suing the WWE for this.
Yeah. Well,
because it was so traumatizing, it took him 10 years to remember.
Yeah.
What a fucking dummy. You get nothing. Just what this fucking moron should do.
You lose.
Good day.
You lose. Good day.
Well, let's get back to some more of this audio.
There's
it's
more
hilarious.
Of her.
Because she feels security should have done more.
Well, what
security
would,
should
that,
have done more? Like actually
point,
escort
security,
her through the mall by walking
they
her the entire way?
They wanted to can't
do it. That's a good point. Like, what was security supposed to do?
Run from their offices and get her out of the pool?
Walk her around the store like they said, and excuse me, miss, stop being an idiot.
Yeah.
Watch out for this.
She's not fucking retarded. I would hope that she's not retarded. Like, these fountains at at the malls. When you fall into them, they're not even knee high. You can stand up and get out.
Usually, yes.
So unless she's fucking Helen Keller, you're gonna get up from it. What a fucking dummy.
You know, she probably pocketed half the change that was at the bottom, too.
She probably did.
She looked like she did a belly flop into that. So she was probably in there long enough to, like, scoop that shit out.
I wish, like, if I was there, I would have written, like, a 10 on it, just held it up to her.
It's good.
I would have, yes. Go run it over, slide up, go safe.
It's funny, even the news people now are fucking laughing at her.
I could understand her feeling humiliated, but take it from people who are on television. We have to laugh it off all the time. It's the only way.
Good point.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, exactly. Me being on this show, I get laughed at almost every week. I mean, we got the camera right there. They can say, oh, look at this guy. He's so fat. Look at him.
I just got shitted on for a crappy link the fat guy gave me for this video. I mean, come on.
People get ripped on every week.
Am I going to sue Eddie for humiliation?
You should. You should sue.
You can sort of live to see another day.
I think if you have something really important you have to text to someone, stop, walk off to the side. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times have we been walking down the street in New York or you're driving and someone's doing something they shouldn't be, and you drive past them, they're on a phone or they're texting?
Well, you know, that's one of the problems they have here in New York, are people that are texting and walking through the cross streets, and it is a big issue here in New York.
I can't stop looking at this video. It's so goddamn funny.
They had a great point. Like, she's like, you know, they're on television. They have to laugh shit off every day, stupid things that happen to them. Get over it.
All right, I got breaking news. There is a accident in the tunnel. I'm calling Lisa Ann live on the air, so hold on for a minute. We're going to see if we can get her into the studio.
Why wouldn't there be an accident in the tunnel?
Why wouldn't there be...
Was she flashing people out of the roof of, like, the limo or something?
I fucking hope not.
No, some asshole was texting and didn't notice that you had to turn out of the tunnel crashed.
I don't want those titties damaged at all.
God, I hope so. You're fucking stupid if you're texting. Ugh.
That's probably what happened.
See, and you people think I'm crazy.
How can 16-year-old girls text, give blowjobs, and drive at the same time, and yet this woman can't walk?
Because they're talented individuals.
That's the future, baby.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
You're dialing the tunnel.
Because you're stuck in the tunnel.
Yeah, but she just called me. She called me directly. Everything was fine. She just got through to me. She got through to me through the tunnel.
Does she have an iPhone? AT&T isn't that good.
No, but she got through. Maybe is my point.
One of those weird ones. Magical moments in time.
Everyone's making a big deal about the iPhone going to Verizon. Big
it's
deal.
It's good.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be slow for the time being.
Yeah, and you can't, like, sift through the apps and stuff while talking on the phone at the same time.
See? Why not?
Because Apple is very anal about people handling their equipment. Oh, Steve Jobs,
they let AT&T fucking do it.
Well, what happened was you can't get that.
See if it goes through.
All right.
Hey, man.
Hey, Lisa. Lisa Ann, porn star extraordinaire, inside of the Holland Tunnel as we speak.
Usually we have an incident. It's like the traffic gods just do not want you and I to personally connect on this trip. But don't you worry. I'm going to make it up to you and all of your listeners.
Oh, fuck
me. I'm going to spend my night tonight trying. We got this far, and now we're in one of those. I can't swear, right?
No, you can swear. Watch. Fuck.
Oh, awesome. So we're in one of those clusterfuck situations where we're in too deep and we can't get in and we can't get out. You know what? I would like to kill everyone in front of us, but then they wouldn't be able to move our cars.
You tell them I'm Lisa fucking Ann.
Yeah, right.
And I need to get to the Ham Radio Show.
But it gets a little scary when you're in the city and they say there's no way out of the city, you know?
We had that. It was called 9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was called 9/11. We remember that. Yeah. So, yo.
Yes,
I've been tweeting with you. You all can tweet with me at The Real Lisa Ann. What we want to talk about is my newest, most extravagant, fantastic event. And it is a music video that I just shot in Montreal for a new amazing artist. His name is Just Muggs. And the song is called Lonely Girl. And the song's available on iTunes. You're going to love it. You're going to see me in the video, which is going to make you even love it more. But I would say download it on iTunes right now so you just get a feel for it, so you can really get it going good once you see me naked in that video.
Are you totally naked in that video?
I'm totally naked in that video.
That is the greatest fucking thing ever.
It is the greatest thing ever, right?
I would love to see that video.
Let's talk about you, son.
All right,
who
son.
Who was the last one of my videos you watched? And how was it for you? We work?
Well, when
did
you...
go long?
Yeah, no. If you were going to be sitting across from me, I was going to tell you I jerked off twice to you today.
Twice?
Twice.
Today.
Twice.
We should almost break up. We're so close.
I know. We should.
Was it good both times? I like to know that in a guy's life, yeah, we have a relationship that I don't have to maintain. All I need to do is go and have great sex for work and make these great DVDs and website scenes for Brazzers and DZ Insider and Naughty America, everybody else. And then what we do is I don't maintain it. It's up to you then to keep the relationship going. You can turn me on and off when you want to. You can bring me into your living room or your bedroom. I don't complain. You don't have to take me out to eat. Nothing. It's fantastic.
Lisa, you don't have to sell me on your porn. Trust me. My forearms are huge. We've already discussed this.
Are they?
Yes, I have modulated. My right forearm is literally, if I was to clothesline somebody, I'd kill them.
I will tell you this. I was spending a lot of time looking at your website.
Thank you.
When I had to choose between everyone on the site,
yeah,
I would say your producer.
Which producer? The skinny fuck?
Hold on. Where are you going, man? Make a left.
Okay. That's right, Muggs. Make a fucking left.
Ready. Go through the tunnel.
What?
Go through the tunnel.
Hold on one second.
You yelled them. Get out of this. This is the greatest interview we've ever done. She's fighting with fucking Port Authority.
They'll haul her away, though.
It's only the Port Authority police just drive past them.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Muggs, what the fuck's going on? Is she fighting with the Port Authority? What's going on?
Yeah, we're having a little situation with the people. Like, are we trying to find a getaway out of this traffic out here? It's crazy.
Dude, tell her to put her hair up and put her glasses on and tell her that she's Sarah Palin.
That's exactly what she should do.
That's exactly. Don't you know and all that shit and shoot a moose?
Tell her to speak. Y'all can listen in right now. She's about to do it. Hold on. Listen up right here.
Yeah, dude. I'm Sarah Palin.
It's Eddie and I'm on email. It's
Eddie. How great. She's promoting our show.
How great would it be if, like, some paparazzi people just like, Sarah Palin.
We're trying to get her to talk our way out of this. But,
yeah, talk. I mean, flash a tit.
Yeah.
What are you?
She told him who she was, but he.
Mug, she's got giant tits. just show one tit.
Right now, they can't even see it.
Mugs, tell her to blow the guy. Just blow the cop.
Thank you so much.
We got it. Hold
nice! We're blowing the cop! All right! Oh, no, wait, that's not what's happening. All right.
This could be the very first porn filmed on the radio.
I just smashed the cop's ideas, and I love him. I love New York's finest. You know why? They take pictures with me in Times Square. They walk at me with some sort of approach, as if they may try and find a reason to either pat me down and arrest me. But really, all they want is photos. And, you know, before 9/11, when they weren't cultivating such a friendly attitude to NYC, they weren't allowed to take pictures while they were in their uniforms. Now, all the pride. Let's just take photos of us, the porn star, in our uniforms. It's a friendlier, friendlier
New York. That's because your tits are now representing the Twin Towers.
My tits are representing the Twin Towers.
We will never forget.
That's kind of wrong and right. Now back to what I was saying. Let's talk about your producer's photo. Your producer's photo.
Which
on your
one?
Website. You know which one.
The skinny, wait, the skinny producer
the
or the fat producer?
Pucker, right?
Okay, the skinny guy.
I wanted to send him some Wheaties or something.
Yes!
I mean,
right?
I want to dress him up. Can I reshoot photos of you all on your site?
Absolutely, you can reshoot photos on the site.
I have ideas. I'm going to keep you as you. I don't want to put you anything pink. But your producer, with the way that he looks, we got to throw some clown shoes on that boy. And some style, you know what I mean? Like a tutu. Pink or like a magenta.
A magenta.
Skinny little body, you know? As some wristbands, a headband. Very Olivia Newton-John. I'm thinking a onesie.
Let's get physical. I like it. Like leg warmers.
Dancer, but better.
Yeah.
And then we get him some sort of hairstyle. I'm not knocking the one that he has right now, but I'm just saying, as a critic of my own photos, I would really like to take care of that boy and get him looking stellar up on your site.
Lisa, maybe we should get him a wig or something? What do you think? Shave it off? What do you think?
The next question I have about your website is, did a crackhead named Barbie design it? Because that pink just makes me want to go do bad things to Barbies.
She is totally trashing your work, Danny.
Actually trashing your website?
Lisa, you're only trashing my producer. That's it. You're not trashing the website.
Producer.
Yeah, but
does he have to run around in the shower to get wet?
Yes. He's actually 127 pounds.
Up in that shit. He's like, I'm ready to shower. I'm ready to tie a soap on a rope. I'm going to get between those drops. I'm ready. He's like Jay-Z.
Lisa's on coke right now.
I love it.
Yo, are you on blow, Lee?
You're on the phone? The producer's on the phone?
Who's on the phone?
Hey. Let me make you some pasta, boyfriend. You need to eat.
You need to eat. That's what we're trying to tell you, Danny.
I do eat. Like? What?
What do you eat?
Pussy!
That and everything else.
I was giving you the opportunity to use that. I opened that door for you.
That's right. You softballed that shit to me, Lee.
I lobbed it over to you. I handed it to you like a good comedian.
All right, so wait. Before we fucking talk about Danny and his fucking big faggoty tutu that we want to put him in, so what's going down? Are you on your way here now or no?
No, we can't. The tunnel is absolutely closed.
All right, so there's no way in hell. I got
a cop to let us back out of that shit and get us down another street so we can stop sitting in the traffic we just sat in for 35 minutes. I'm going to owe you guys that I'm coming back again in 2 weeks.
All right, 2 weeks.
Don't be, I can take the train. I'll just take the train.
Okay, take the PATH train in.
And can you do me a favor and email me an address so I can at least send you a box of swag?
Yes, we would love free swag.
Give away the DVDs or to keep them for your own viewing pleasure?
Well, what we're going to do is strap them to Danny so he has some body weight.
Because I want to make sure I give you new releases since I'm sure you are caught up on my other content.
Oh, I think I've jerked off to everything you have. So, yeah, I need some new shit.
Well, then, fantastic. I'll make sure this. Do you have any preferences? Yeah, I know that your producer's probably to the BBWs.
I like.
Wow.
Talking shit. Lisa Ann, by the way, from therealLisaAnn.com. Of course, yeah, Nail and Palin.
Don't you think his producers fly into BBWs? Maybe the skinny little boy, you know?
Yeah, but if Danny...
like to get up in there.
Yeah, but Lee, if Danny were to fuck a big, beautiful broad, he'd get lost in her role, so there's no...
His new nickname is Dental Floss.
Dental Floss Dan!
Would you say dropping loads as you were about to come on her?
Dropping loads!
Oh, God, it's going to be registered and trademarked eventually. You know?
I know. Well, Nick's a friend of mine, I can tell you. Manning's down. Manning's down.
Why don't you come to Exotica, New Jersey and interview us live at that show?
I was there. You weren't there when we were there. We were there as press. You weren't there when we were there.
Maybe you couldn't see me around the huge line of people waiting to come up and greet with me, right?
That's what it was.
Now, I know you're not a member of my site because I've already run your ID. you probably steal my shit from some tube site, which I'm cool with. Whatever. At least it's out there.
But it's actually xhamster.com.
The Real Lisa Ann or thelisaann.com. Ooh, it's a nice Equinox.
All right, Lee.
I like Equinox gyms.
Lee, can I put you on hold for a minute? Because we do have commercials. I gotta go to spots.
Hold. Do your thing. I'll be here.
All right, Lisa Ann on the phone. She's stuck, but now she's loose. She ain't coming here. So we'll see what happens. At least we have Lisa Ann on the phone, and we're guaranteed in 2 weeks to have Lisa Ann. So hold on, Lee. All right, Lisa's on hold.
Lisa Ann rules.
Lisa Ann does rule.
She's great.
All right, let's go to spots. When we come back, more show. We're going to have to make it up as we go along, boys. But that's what we do best. Ham Radio on Doom.
Hey, this is Wilmer Valderrama from That 70s Show, and you're listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
It's the Ham Radio Show right here on the machine. 1-888-632-4666. On the phone right now. I'm a little bummed out, but on the phone right now, we have at least the next best thing. Lisa Ann, porn star extraordinaire. One crazy bitch who fucks so good, I'm on top of it. Lisa, what's going on?
You know, just not a whole lot. Your traffic here is to be taken seriously. A little bit different than L.A. because out here it's just cabs in traffic.
Yeah.
But it's still serious.
Yeah, Lisa Ann, by the way, if anyone's just joining the show, Lisa Ann, porn star extraordinaire, and especially Ed Muggs, who was going to be on the show today as well.
Just Muggs.
There you go. Just Muggs.
Black Rose Music.
Word. Was going to be on the show tonight. They were stuck in traffic. They were in Manhattan. Couldn't get back to Jersey because now we're in Jersey on Hudson Street right here in Jersey City. They couldn't get in.
Sorry.
It's all right. Do what you got to do. Suck a dick. What are we going
to If the cab driver wants to make conversation, I'm trying to talk to you.
Oh, tell Habib to hold on for a fucking minute. You're in an interview.
Oh, I love it. You know what you need to do? What? I have a radio show on Tuesday nights on Sirius. It's called Stripper Town. Guys call it and they tell me their worst and best stripper experiences. I'll tell you, there's some mean strippers out there that have done shit like two girls told a guy if he came in a beer bottle and brought it out from the bathroom, they would have sex with him, right? And he picks up in the bathroom, and they're like, well, we want you to drink it in front of us. So he drank it in front of them, and then they're like, oh, we're getting you thrown out. And they lied and told the bouncer that he did something wrong, and the bouncer threw him out. Can you imagine how traumatized this guy is?
Absolutely. He drank his own jizz and got thrown out of a goddamn strip joint.
I hear this story. Like, I thought it was going to be all stories like, yo, I didn't expect it, and this girl gave me a hand job. It was awesome. No, it's like, guys tell me stuff, and I'm like, no way. There's a lot of more sex going on in champagne rooms across the U.S. than I had actually realized.
Well, didn't you used to be, let's jump right into the interview anyway. Didn't you used to be a stripper?
I still am a stripper.
All right. Well, no, now you're a featured, you're a feature.
Weekends a year, it's the same. Stripper, feature, same.
No, now you're getting a shit ton more money.
My own dressing room.
Yeah, but you're getting a shit ton more money.
Yeah, yeah, we do all right. We get by.
You get by? You're well, are you eating at least?
I'm eating welfare teas.
All right, so wait, now
I'm
when
not
you
eating rice, no what, top ramen.
No, I love top ramen. Don't talk shit about top ramen. Listen, when you first started in the biz, though, in the stripper biz, weren't you underage? And didn't you like fake your ID to get
in
there?
I had fake ID at 16 years old. I was doing bikini contests at the time, which are like marijuana, the gateway to other things.
Nice.
And the girls in the bikini contest hooked me up with a good club that didn't care about my bad ID. And I started dancing at 16, and then when I was of age, I went to Adult Diamond Cabaret in Reading, Pennsylvania, and I became a full-time house girl there. There was when I met all the amazing porn stars, Cherry Weigel, Savannah, Blondage, all those girls would come through there, and I started networking with them and talking to them, and I realized I still want to be a stripper, but I want to travel the world, see new things, have sex on film, make magazines, all that good stuff.
That's a nice little leap.
Yeah, right?
That was good. I want to dance on stage and I want to cock in my ass. That was it's
my very first flight ever was a one-way ticket to L.A. by myself to get in the business.
There you go. That's determination, people. That's determination. That's what she does.
Exactly.
All right, Billy, what does Billy want? What?
Now, I've heard that you actually, depending on the person you dance, you know, in the areas you dance for, you may actually go home with a customer or a fan.
It's happened. It's definitely happened.
Now,
for sure, yeah.
But what has made that customer stick out before, like, anyone else? Like, is he just a good-looking dude or what?
Hold on one second, okay?
All right. She's paying Habib right now, if anyone needs a bit on. We're on the phone with Lisa Ann.
Yes.
Porn star extraordinaire.
Yeah. Well,
turn your fucking mic on.
Live in a New York taxi.
There you go.
Very, very
nice. I can't get more real than this shit. This is reality radio at its finest.
Right.
This is reality radio. You're paying Habib.
I'm paying Habib. Oh my god, that was a fucking nightmare.
Oh my god, are you in this
an hour and a half of my life? And ooh, she's hot. I just lost an hour and a half of my life.
Can you just grab her, Lisa? Do me a favor. Just grab her on the street and fuck her.
It's actually a billboard for a hair ad. And
fuck the billboard.
In it. She's not a real person. So sadly, I would grab her for you.
God damn it. Goddamn, Lisa Ann.
Beautiful. Guys, I'm definitely going to make this up to you. I really appreciate you letting me do this over the phone and understanding that your tunnel is closed. And luckily, we turned on the traffic report right before we would have been lobbed in there.
Absolutely.
3 hours. And I'm a little claustrophobic up in that tunnel.
Yes, and Lisa's anything tunnel is never closed. So remember that.
Right, never. So be sure to email me your information so I can send you a nice box of movies and everything else.
Absolutely.
Make sure you go on to iTunes and download Lonely Girl. Look for Just Mugs. He's going to be doing a lot of stuff in the States. And always follow me. And thank you so much for all your love, keeping me working in the business. And make sure we have a lot of good sex together.
Oh, I'll jerk off to you tonight now. That's what I'm going to have to do.
Tonight, baby.
As punishment.
And tell your producer to go fucking eat something.
Daddy, eat some fucking food.
Right, so.
All right.
Thank you all very, very much. Make sure you go. You go to browsers.com. Look up BZ Insider. And I'll hit you back.
All right, that's the real Lisa Ann, ladies and gentlemen. Give me a round of applause for Lisa. At least she called in. Yay. We killed the business. Thank you, Lisa. Bye. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, all right, baby?
All right, you got it. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, so, and this is what happens in fucking shows, by the way. You can't get more real than this shit happens. She calls me. That's why I left the studio during the dumb bitch that fell in the fountain. That's why there's still papers over here.
And she's from Reading as well.
Yeah, she's from Reading, Pennsylvania. Hold on, I don't want it on me the whole fucking time.
Why not?
Because I want to get at least the room.
Oh, it's a close up of your man tit.
No, it's a side boob. There you go. At least it's partly everything. All right, hold on. Do we have another phone call coming in? Oh, we had something. I don't know. But this is real radio, folks. This is what fucking happens. This is what fucking happens. Ham radio, who's this? Yellow! Yellow, who's on the phone? Yellow!
It's Habib.
I hear you breathing, Habib. Yellow! You hear? He's on the phone.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Do you like scary movies?
Yeah, fuck you, Habib. Get off. But, no, no. So now we didn't. Mark Dana, we got, she wants you to fucking eat. We got no Lisa Ann. So, feel free. We're going to come up with a whole new show right now.
So, in the past 15 minutes or so,
yeah.
We've learned that Danny is disgustingly thin and his website building skills suck, according to Lisa Ann.
According to Lisa Ann, Danny, you make, already Danny went fucking micro and tough guy. Did you see the face he made? When you go, his website thinks like he made a face.
I
like,
did not
I'm going to say
so
something.
Make a face.
You made a face.
No, I didn't.
Do we got to watch the webcam again? You made
yes,
a face.
Go ahead. It records.
Yeah, see? Now he's going to be tough guy.
No, I left the pink because somebody else liked it.
I like the pink. It's not the fucking. You're gonna,
wait, wait, wait. Who likes the pink on the website?
I like the pink.
I like pink.
Boy. What, pink and black? It's fucking.
Pink and black. That's been
good
our
shit.
Color.
What's that, wrong with pink and black?
Pink and black is the show colors.
Pink and black?
Them. Yeah, we used it all the time.
Not somebody
we used it before Hitler joined the show, we used it.
Somebody was a big threat to Hitler.
By the way,
okay, now I can see it.
All right, now
and it's irrelevant. By the way, we are working on a new website design anyway.
We are, but yeah. That's for something else
something
that's big
else,
that's going
yes,
there.
We can't
and I
discuss.
Can't even discuss it, by the way.
See, I'm
you know
so
who's probably
bad,
relishing this moment
me.
Right now? You know who's relishing this moment right now? Network. It's fucking relishing. She's like,
but they kept saying that they were going to have Lisa Ann in studio, but now they don't have Lisa Ann in studio.
Fuck. That's
but
what we get.
We still had her in spirit.
Feedback.
And she's guaranteed to be here in 2 weeks,
yes.
So fuck off. Go ahead.
In feedback, the women seem to like the pink and black, but we got feedback from a gentleman saying pink
who's
and black.
Who's the gentleman? What's the name?
His name is John.
Yeah, John.
Pink and black. What is this? A fucking sorority?
Yes. Yes, it is.
The truth of the matter is, I would love to pay somebody to do it, but I don't want to pay them.
No, we're going to get an Asian to do it, and everything's going to be fine.
So, well, don't be stupid like me and pay $600 for the first person
exactly.
That responds to your ad.
Don't worry, they're stupid. They're stupid. They're going to fucking get an Asian to do it because they can't do it themselves.
I'm out $1,100 and still no website.
Just like they can't get Lisa Ann on the show. I am network. I have spoken.
That's why our website is pink and black and yellow.
Yes, it's everything.
And mine is non-existent.
See? You don't even have that. We're supposed to be part of that, the Brain Stew Media Group. I haven't seen a thing for that yet.
Because the website's not even online.
All right, who's this?
It's in development.
Yellow! Yellow! You're on the phone!
It's Clarice again.
I can hear you! Who are you? What are you doing? All right, goodbye.
It's network. You made all my points. I didn't have to say nothing.
I'm on the phone! This is what I do on the phone! You guys suck! Did I mention that you have no talent in broadcasting? I am network. I have spoken.
Network say that to you yesterday?
No, a lot of people fucking say that to me. I hate when we have shit together. And everything was cool. We got a camera crew in here. Well, at least one man camera crew. Fucking Costello was fucking here to do the. He had his fucking HD camera. He was filling in, gonna be the fucking. He was gonna do some Lisa Ann shots. We got the ham cam fucking pointed directly at
us.
Now
he's scrolling on his phone to get here as fast as possible.
Yeah, he's like, can you pick me up? There's no titties in here now.
Yep.
There's just titties, but there's just on fat dudes.
Yeah, so, I know. I'm actually sad now.
Can we? Are we going to have more people call 1-888-632-4666?
No, we're going to have them call the fucking right way and do it like you actually mean it, asshole. 1-888-632-4666.
Option 3.
Option 3. All right, do we have to go to spots? Is that what this is about to do? Because I've
yes,
lost all
yeah,
track.
Let's,
at
let's
this
go
point,
to spots. Mystery guest when we
now.
Return, I think. Let's go.
This is Boston Bombshell, and you're listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
AC/DC, come on! You know I play when I get excited! It's Rock and Roll Train! Let's go! AC! DC!
Nice! Ow!
Oh, I love it!
This song.
I like it. This song at least sounds, you know how like when Ozzy came out with new shit, it kind of veered off? This sounds at least like AC/DC. Like, you know what I mean?
All AC/DC sounds like AC/DC.
And that's why I like them.
AC/DC. Three chord progressions, bluesy riffs.
Nice.
Simple, easy, let it rip.
All right, am I the only one that's extremely excited for
I'm
Mystery
pumped
Guest?
Now that I know who it is.
Mystery Guest, thank you. We did talk about it during the break. Mystery Guest, what happened was, let's just fill everyone in. If you don't know what's going on, Lisa Ann, mega porn star, got stuck in the Holland Tunnel. So now she she got stuck in the hole, so she can't be here. All right, so we did a little interview with her. Everybody's hunky-dory. A lot of people said, you know, they missed out on the titties. Don't worry, the titties are coming in a couple of weeks. Now,
mail-order titties.
Mail-order titties for you, folks. COD, come on delivery. That's how it's going to happen. But listen right now what's about going to happen.
Ew.
All right? We are going to have a guy we were supposed to have on. So now you at least know it's a man. Whoop, I've said too much. You at least know it's a man.
And Mystery he's excited.
Guest, and he's excited. Mystery guest will be coming in there just getting all the... I believe he might even be in the building already. This is a big one. So if you seriously have, and you're watching on the ham cam, all right, what you want to do now, and I know when you turned off the ham cam, and you were like, fuck it, Lisa's not coming, fuck off. I'm not watching this fat fuck yelling shit and tell me all that kind of stuff, blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? You're going to want to turn the ham cam back on, because we got a guy that's going to be coming in, mystery guest. I know who it is. Billy knows who it is. Hamill knows who it is. Danny's going to help the guy in. And our cameraman now here is at least going to have... Costello's going to have something to do now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I bet he's going to have something to do, so he's going to be fine.
See?
You know, because he brought his little fucking camera. He got all sexy. He's all ready to fucking be here for Lisa. And now at least he's going to be here for the mystery guest.
He gets to do something.
So it's going to be really good.
Okay.
Oh, I'm excited, but now I don't know what... I don't want to go too far into it.
I think Mr. Regis is here because he went towards that way.
Wait,
so
hold on.
I'm going to check.
Okay, fuck it. What's next?
All right, so we got Mr. Regis coming up next when we return here on Ham Radio. Tell me right now, this ain't a big guest.
Oh, it's huge.
It's a huge guest.
It's already on Facebook.
It's already on Facebook? What?
Yes.
Mystery Guest?
Somebody put it up.
Who put it up?
Somebody.
All right, well, go there. For all of you who don't have the Facha book, the Facha de Libre, here's what you do.
Fucking...
Who did it?
DG.
Oh, DG, fuck you, DG! You're not supposed to... It's a mystery guest! Anyway, you know mystery guest is coming up next.
DG Entertainment, if you want to know who it is.
Damn right. Ham Radio.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio. Bang, bang!
It can't stop me from rapping, Kenny. Kenny Hop. I spit it through the wire, man. Too much stuff on my heart right now, man. I gladly risk it all right now. It's a life or death situation, man. Y'all don't really understand how I feel right now, man.
All right, this is not the mystery guest. A lot of people got scared that this is the mystery guest. It's not the mystery guest. But I'm going to let you go on. I'm going to let you go on, but this ain't the mystery guest. The guy that's the mystery guest, even though DG kind of ruined it.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot, DG. We got Costello, the intern. Yeah, bet. Costello was telling me that X-Men Last Stand, horrendous. Horrendous comic book movie. I think the mystery guest... Doesn't the mystery guest like comics, though?
Yeah, I'm sure.
He's a big fucking comic book
probably
guy.
Probably fits him in.
Yeah, I think he does. I think he's cool with the fucking thing. By the way, it's the Ham Radio Show right here on Goom Radio on the Machine. 1-888-632-4666. We are just waiting on the arrival of our mystery guest. By the way, if you go to DG Entertainment on the Facebook, you're going to figure out who it is. By the way, stick by, though, the... of course, the ham cam on the machines... What? Whose phone was that?
Danny's.
Danny gets fucking tased. Done deal.
Let the mystery guest tase him.
Let the mystery guest tase him. That'd be fucking sweet.
That's... Oh, yeah, all right. I'm not going to say nothing.
You were going to say that could be a hate crime.
Yeah.
But you're wrong.
Yeah, it
you're
could be
wrong.
A hate crime.
It could be a hate crime.
We'll just have to.
If Danny was actually doing his job, then I got to allow
it. Which he is.
That's what I'm saying. I have to allow it then. He should have took his phone out of the studio, though, if that's what he was doing.
I think he was busy.
Where is my phone, by the way?
You sold it for crack.
Did it get stolen by a pincette?
I'm getting feedback. Boston Bombshell.
Wait, if they don't reveal the name, if it's anything.
Mystery guest.
Holy fuck! It's the mystery guest! Holy fuck!
God damn.
What up, motherfucker? Sir? How you doing, man? Nice
to meet
you. Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, I don't know if you want to just hit
this. What's up,
dude? Motherfucker, he's got the awesomest hat in the world on.
Yes.
Sit down, man.
That hat is fucking awesome.
Yeah, sit up there. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Just make sure you get him on the camera there. Because it is.
Yes, yes.
It is fucking Redman is here.
Absolutely. Yes, what's good?
And Redman brought a friend.
Yes, sir. Ready Rock is in the building.
Ready Rock and Redman, mystery guests. Only black guys can pull off that hat.
That's right.
White motherfuckers like us cannot pull off that hat. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen.
No, I got it from Russia.
I got it from Russia, so you know there's a lot of white guys out there.
Yeah, but they're all drunk on vodka, motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, they are drunk, though.
It smells so great in the studio right now.
That's right, we're bringing in the Cannabis.
Cannabis
cologne, baby.
As they say, the sticky icky is in the building.
Yes, sir.
Is anyone else going to the DTs? Anyone need a fix? Anybody right now?
Nah.
Oh, God. How the fuck are you, Redman, by the way?
I'm good, man.
Our mystery guest. Working, busting your ass.
Absolutely. Staying in the game. That is the movement. Gunner House.
What are you up to?
The Redman album is out. Reggie, the album is out. It came out December 7th. It's for the hip-hop heads. You got to go get it. Support the movement.
It's okay.
And Gilla House is the movement. My nephew in the building, Ready Rock, he's all over the album.
Yes, sir.
He's next to be repping Brick City all day. So y'all check that out. Another Jersey movement. Y'all got to listen. He got the mixtape out right now.
Sweet. Ready Rock.
Yes, sir. What's good?
Ready Rock is like a little bit. Do you notice like Ready Rock is like a half a beat behind you? Like,
That's that cologne. He's relaxed.
He's way relaxed.
Yes.
I think I'm getting a contact relax, really. You know what I'm saying? The beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Don't worry
good
about
looking,
that.
Yes.
So, movies, what we got going on? Because I didn't know you were coming. We didn't know. So you're technically a mystery guest to us. DG Entertainment and Death House and all them, they knew that you were coming.
Oh, yeah. Well, Death House, that's my little nephew right there, too.
There he
Chris
is.
Chris Max was good. LD was good.
There you go.
Death House is the movement. Gilla House is the movement. He told me I need to get the Goom Radio because the top number one underground station that's banging right now, I had to be a part of it. Plus, it's in Jersey. Why not?
Why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
Now, yeah, you're representing Shaolin still?
No, I'm representing Brick City all day and Shaolin, too. That's my brother, Method Man, over there.
I've seen your house.
Yeah.
On Cribs, the famous episode of Cribs.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's better than that now, motherfucker.
You motherfucker, you don't got the two wires in the front?
Yeah, I still got the two wires in the front, motherfucker. Yeah, I got the two wires still, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, that was a beautiful. Did you ever see it when he walks in? He's got the two wires in the front of the house. He goes, if you want to ring the doorbell, all you got to do is this shit right here.
That's right. Nominated one of the most requested Cribs in the world.
That was a great. Now,
absolutely.
Also, other days, speaking of Redman, just flipping through the tube.
Yes.
Bride of Chucky was on.
Jennifer
Tilly's titties. Let's talk about those for a minute.
Yes.
How great is that shit?
It was great.
Oh my God.
It was an experience.
Did you touch those titties on the side?
Absolutely.
There? Very good, boy.
Absolutely.
Very good job.
Yes. Why wouldn't I?
And
that was like a lifetime chance right there, and I had to get it.
So, all right, you've done How High.
Absolutely, How High.
With meth. You did, you have a couple other movies under your belt, am I correct?
I just got like one more that I solidified that's under my belt. I'm keeping my belt real small. It's two movies. I starred in the first one, and I co-starred in the second one. That's The Seed of Chucky.
Yes. Now you're not going to do any more acting because you're not bad at it.
No, not at all. I'm direct. I want to direct. That is my next field. I'm gonna be directing, helping direct the next Red MF movie. But acting thing, I'm not too grand about acting.
Yeah, but you're good at it, brother.
Yeah, it's cool, but I'd rather direct because I do skits and I got the ear and I got that sight I want to put to the screen. Man.
So why don't you do like an R-rated kind of Saturday Night Live, a little dirty, a little. Yeah. Filthy. A little something. No,
I got some ideas in store, man. Comedy Central is knocking at my door to do some a skit show for them, man. So I might fuck around with them. Yeah. It feels so good to curse on a fuck shit. Damn, bitch, ass, pussy.
Pussy.
Nice. Wow, this is fucking great.
See, you know, and Ready Rock doesn't even have to put the earmuffs on. Everything's fine.
Not at all.
Everything's fine.
Yes.
Nice. So what do you got? What do you got looming around? Like, what's next week for Red? Since you're like a megastar, what's next week for Red?
Next week, you know what? I gotta go to court, and then I gotta go to court, and I possibly go into the West Coast to check out some movements out there, as far as the marijuana, the bud, and then me and my nephew, we going overseas next month. In February, because I DJ on the side too, so I get I do a DJ tour overseas in the European set, and I just go around partying every night, and I get paid for a DJ. So me and my nephew going over there for a month.
We'll see.
Yeah,
I can speak for all hip hop radio. Fuck it, I'm gonna speak for them. I don't even work for them. I work for another radio station. I work for the Machine.
Yes.
But I will speak for them and say, if you want to fucking show up. And we got the ones and twos right under Pinsett right now.
Oh okay, man!
If you wanted to fucking show up, if
That's
we had anything right now. Like, you can do it now, but I'm just saying, if you can show up at any fucking time, feel free.
Nice. Hey, so
I'll alert Will to be. We'll set it up. We'll
so since y'all underground, right? I mean, yeah. y'all underground. Is it just limited? Y'all just playing underground rap, or is it just free?
Whatever. All hip hop plays everything.
All hip hop plays everything. They got your stuff. They got Biggie stuff. They got.
I'm talking about far as culture
all
music.
Down. Yeah, no,
How about club? Do it do out that range? Well, or is
Goom has multiple channels. You got to think of us like satellite radio. We got multiple channels.
Okay.
We have an in the club channel.
Mm.
So we got stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So remixing, doing all that shit. We got the remix channel.
Nice.
To actually take in other songs and they remix it. You got the rock channel, which is the Machine. You got all hip hop radio, which is playing mainstream and a little bit underground hip hop. What else we got? We got tons of shit. We got the little teeny bop shit with Zach over there with his little prepubescence going on over there.
Nice.
We got the top 40 on Ultimate.
Nice.
We got tons of shit. We got tons of channels. That's
with more to come.
More to come. Definitely a lot more to come.
Absolutely.
In the next couple of weeks, we're going to be doing a lot more shit here at Goom Radio. I'll tell you that right
That's
now.
That's what's up. I would glad to come DJ up here. That's not a problem. And I would like to DJ for the club session, too.
You hear that, network?
I want to take about some 80s.
Where is the network? Let's get that shit going. We'll have, you know what? We'll have them for In the Club. We'll have them for old hip-hop. And you're going to do it for my show.
Okay.
You're going to do it for the Ham Radio Show.
Let's do it.
Say, what? Fuck, we had DJ, what was his name? DJ Diamond?
Yeah.
DJ Diamond came up here and he was cutting the ones and twos, and we got that going on. Like, Red needs a fucking invitation. He can just come at any time.
Listen.
It'd be like a Tuesday at like noon. He's just going to walk in and go, I'm here, motherfucker.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
That's beautiful. That's
I'm here. Beautiful fucking thing. Thanks, See? Chris Max.
See?
Yeah.
Look at Pinsett all happy.
Chris Max in the building. Rockland County in the building. LD, what's good? You already know.
Yes, sir.
Wait, hold on for a minute. Kurt, we can't even hear you, Pinsett. What's up?
Yeah, I was just saying that that's my brother, Ready Rock, over there. And that's
yes,
my
sir.
Uncle Redman,
Is Ready Rock your actual brother or not just a brother?
No, not just brother like
not
Black
like Free
Fist.
Huey? No.
I'm talking about like we live together, we made music together, we're brothers.
That's family, man.
Yeah,
nice.
Hey, listen, man, we've been in the game for a while, man, and it's just time to bring our movement to the front yard. You know, you put in years of building, you lose sometimes, you take that loss and you learn. So now we taking everything that we learned from the losses and putting it to effect.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Death House and Gilla House. Absolutely.
You have to build from the freaking when shit goes down.
That's
you
right.
Pick up the pieces and start rebuilding. That's
Absolutely.
What you do.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Definitely.
This is wisdom from Redman.
Absolutely.
Wearing the cannabis.
Yes.
Cologne.
Y'all got some cannabis over there. Who's smoking for him?
Raise your hand.
I just want to know.
We don't want to make it sound like Redman the only one partaking.
Yeah.
We don't want to make it sound like we ain't doing it right this very second because I'm on the air, but damn right, Redman will be joining in later.
Absolutely.
So, now, Redman, you've done a lot of stuff. You did video games too. You were in a couple of those fucking fight games and stuff.
Yes.
But do you like comics? Am I far off in saying that?
Do I like comics?
Yeah, like comic books. Like,
Method Man like comics. He collects comic books.
All right, but do you like movies, though, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so do you like Batman movies and all that shit? Because we were talking about how they fuck them up.
Yeah, I love Batman movies, but I like a lot of comedy. I like a lot of dramedy.
What's your favorite movie? Like, what's your favorite movie?
What, of all time?
Get to know Redman is what we're going to do right now.
Come on. Put me in. But you know what? All right, first comedy I like, my favorite first comedy was that I really started getting into movies was like Bachelor Party.
Nice.
Stripes.
Blowing the donkey?
Yeah, yeah. Stripes. Nice. Bachelor Party.
Bitches fuck. Back in 45 minutes on milk.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's my fucking Animal House.
Animal House is a classic.
Yes. Yes. I got into movies from there.
So why don't you make your own, like, because how high was up there? It was close to it.
Yes.
But they were just like, you didn't make How High, right? You didn't write and direct. Did you write and direct?
We produced it.
You produced it.
No, but put it this way.
Yeah.
When it came to the table of, all right, what y'all want to do for How High? What I gave them was, we feeding off Animal House. That was okay. My idea, and they took that and ran with it. Far as the college and the donkey and everything. Yeah, that was far as from the movie I like, man, Animal House. And I had the next idea for How High Part 2, but them bastards ain't take the idea.
So, okay, give me the idea. What was the idea?
Hey, look, I can't tell you the idea. Yeah. I have to shoot you right now. But look, put this out. Hey, check this out. We free agents, all right? Whoever want to invest in a Red and Meth movie get that money, hit us up.
You're guaranteed an audience, motherfucker. Absolutely. You're guaranteed an audience.
We did 10 years of promotion since the movie, so it'll definitely sell. Get your money back.
No, not even that, though. Obviously, the movie fucking did well, because even if it didn't do huge at the box office, it's still talked about today as a funny fucking movie.
I gotta be honest here. I saw How High for the first time like 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
Nice.
Very first time I saw it. And I was like,
now kiss Red Band's boots.
Nah. He ain't gotta do all that, because you know what? He probably right, because I don't like watching myself either. I started watching How High again. Like, I seen it one time when it came out.
Yeah.
I ain't see it for like 6 years after that. I just started watching it 2 years ago. And that shit was funny as hell to me.
It's a good movie.
I mean, honestly, the only reason why I saw it is because it was late at night on HBO. And I was like, oh, I've never seen this, but my friend likes it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was a funny fucking movie.
Yeah, funny.
Yeah. Stop breaking shit.
Smoking the ashes of your friend and him coming to help you pass the test. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it got a twist. I love it. I mean, it was one of a kind movie.
And even the part in Bride of Chucky. Yeah. He's eating dinner at the glass table.
Yeah.
And yelling at Jennifer Titty and the titties.
Yeah, dissing and telling her, nah, we ain't doing this. You know, gotta go.
No more red dick. You don't get that no more.
That's right.
Starts yelling at her, and underneath he gets disemboweled.
That's right. By the Chucky bitch.
And falls in his corn.
That's right.
That shit's good.
Yes.
That shit was funny.
Thank you.
It's a good shit. Red Man, good our shit. Mystery guest. He's in the fucking building.
In the fucking building.
In the fucking building.
Ready Rock in the building. What's good, baby?
We're just going to keep going. Ready Rock, what you got going on with you?
Right now, I got the new mixtape called The Bomb. You know what I mean? It's all on the website. You can catch this. You can go to my Facebook. You know, I got...
It's called The Bomb?
It's called The Bomb. Bricks on the Back. Thank you.
Yeah. That's how you promote shit.
Yeah,
I got that. Sound effects. The Bomb. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, definitely. So you can go and check this out, man. I got like 13 tracks on here right now, but right now I'm pushing Rap Justice that also Chris Max produced on here. So
yes.
We got a lot of stuff going on right now, man.
Fucking all up in the shit right now.
That's a lot of things.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Very nice.
Yes, sir.
First off, I'm shocked that they're in the building. That's number one. I'm throwing off a little bit of my game because we had
security didn't molest you on the way in.
Yeah. No, they cool as hell.
Those girls, wanted to rape you.
They was chill. No, they was chill when I stepped up because I came up, you know, real quiet. Like, yo, what's good? Where's Goom Radio at?
He's in the camera closet.
Yeah.
He had a puff of smoke anyway, so it didn't really like. He just walked in like a ninja.
That's right.
It was just all smoke. All he saw was the hat.
That's right.
He's like, wait. Goom Radio at?
Goom Radio. Hey, listen, man, I appreciate the love up here. I want to let y'all know Gilla House is that movement. You know, we fresh and brand new. We ain't trying to be, you know, the number one top group, you know, with the blah, blah, blah. We want to be noticed for giving y'all good music. And the group is consist of me, Ready Rock, Socrates,
yes,
Rut Dog, yes, Melanie, and E3. And, you know, if you hear anything on us, man, just give us that support. That'd be enough for us, bro.
Well, here's what you're going to do. You're going to leave me one of those albums.
You give
me a couple of them. What I'm going to do is I'm going to leave them. If you want to, do we have a marker? Can Red autograph a couple of those at Ready Rock, too? And here's what we'll do. We'll give them, because and you're going to autograph this is the big board here. You see this board here?
Yes.
This one you got
and
over
it's
here.
It's fresh and brand new,
well,
too.
That's for you. Take that big top, whatever you want to do.
Nice.
Because we actually are in the old hip-hop studios today. We're doing the show from here. And if you know some people, we got Jay Mills. You got some, I don't know, there's some shit all over here. I know that Melly Mel's around here somewhere. Where's the Melly Mel one?
Melly Mel was up in here?
Melly Mel was up in here, too.
Yes, yes.
That big steroided up frame. That big motherfucker.
He's big, right?
He's a big motherfucker.
I ain't playing. I seen him and Curtis Blow doing the show.
There you go.
Yeah, and they was tearing it down.
Damn right.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
We might be on the rock channel, but we know our rap.
That's
I know
right.
my hip hop, my right. fucking, at least I haven't, I'm not will to be, but I know my knowledge a little bit.
Nice.
I know what's good and what sucks. And I know that this man don't suck. I haven't heard Ready Rock yet. I will be listening to the album to hear Ready Rock.
Thank you.
Because if he's hanging out with Red, he can't suck.
No, that's right.
Because he don't hang out with sucky people.
No, not at all. Exactly.
He makes a point.
I got an idea. Can we play him that rap song from the Jets and have it? Because he's an experienced rapper.
Yes,
he knows what good rap is.
Criticize this shit. Criticize it. Let's play American Idol with this fucker.
Yeah,
right
yeah, now. Let's go.
You got right. Nice. He's got his headphones on. You got that stupid song ready to go?
I certainly do.
All right, then this is which one? This is the one for the Jets?
This is by a man
named... Because the other one, you can play him too. The Cheesehead shitty song.
No, that's stupid. He'll...
It's that just, we know right off the bat.
Either way, it's crap.
This gentleman
ready?
Is named Collie C.
All right, Collie C.
He wrote it about the New York Jets facing the Patriots. So we want your expert opinion on... on this guy.
And if you throw up at any time during this, just leave your mic on. Here we go. Kylie C in New York. This is Rex's Gangrene. Here we go.
But I'm not seeing that.
A nice little intro.
Yo, yes. J-E-T-S, not yet. J-E-T-S, don't forget, huh? Y'all are saturated with a bunch of losers. Tune in Sunday night to watch Marky Mark prove it. Rex Ryan will never win. He's more about defeat. So go and get a pedicure. We better than y'all. 45-3, need I say more? How many picks you think we'll throw tonight? Probably about four. Cromartie, don't start me. Let your play do the talking. Instead of mouthing off at that press conference. Be cautious, caught up in that wrong coverage. Brady throws it over your head and goes home to a motto in
he's
his bed.
The
I can
right
see
now.
You like a team jealous. Y'all needed LT, we got 1,000 yards.
Now
my boy Green Ellis.
Right
11
there,
wins, but you still need more. I see why they call you Gang Green for sure.
Right
you're down to fall off. We know you're all soft, even though you all talk like the Kings of New York. But Eli got that, yeah, because he earned
right, so,
that.
All right. What do you think on the shit meter? What do you think?
I don't know. I like the beat.
How you gonna call him on the shit meter? Or how you gotta judge from the shit meter?
Yeah.
You
know, get a leeway or something? The beat
because
is hard.
Because Ready Rock was laughing the whole fucking time that was on. He wasn't straight facing at all.
I'm a Bears fan. That's why I was laughing at the whole situation. Because I'm a Chicago Bears fan, first of all.
Dude.
Yes,
come on, man.
Ready Rock
sir.
Just brought it in. That's how it's gonna work. Yes, now, he's a Green Bay fucking fan right here.
Green Bay.
Hey, I'm an Eagles fan. We ain't even fucking make it.
Yeah, I'm a Denver Bronco fan. Man, we over here cheating, so, you know, we ain't even touched there.
You're going to be at the Super Bowl, Lauren. The Broncos will be at the Super Bowl. They're going to be selling hot dogs and shit.
Yeah,
at the Super Bowl.
We are right along with your team.
They're right.
Cheerleading.
No. Me and Vic got a dog fight at noon. We can't make the fucking thing,
that's
man.
That's what's up.
Now, wait. Now, I want to play you a song that I wrote.
Okay.
You want to hear this song?
Oh, boy.
This is the best song in the world.
Oh, boy.
Because these are musicians. Ready Rock and Redman are musicians.
That's right.
They're talented. They got an ear for this shit.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now. This is the song of songs. It's called Your Twat, Your Twat.
Okay, I still judge this one on the shit.
Yeah, that's shit meter.
I'm telling you.
This one you're definitely going to need that.
I'm telling you, hand to God, you tell me if this is shitty or not. You ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go. This is Your Twat, Your Twat. Now I'm playing this for Ready Rock and Redman.
Let's get it.
Right here. Start spreading your legs.
Look at him just disgusted already.
I'm eating today. I want to eat a part of it. Your twat, your twat.
I'm looking at him just like, dude, why
the
fuck am I here?
Don't come on my shoes.
He hates it.
Cause your pussy can spray right from the very heart of it. Your twat, your twat.
Look at him just looking at the clock like, how long is this piece of shit gonna play now?
In that pussy that doesn't leak.
Yes, and
I think Robin's gonna shoot us. Now slap on my meat.
All right, now I think he's heard enough. Where do you judge this on a shit-o-meter?
Yeah, go ahead. We'll play it on you.
He produced this song. I mean, this is his work.
This is my baby.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know,
he
I
loves this
like
thing.
It, yo.
Ready Rock likes it.
But he's a Bears fan. He doesn't know what good music is.
He's talking shit about the Bears.
You're twat.
I can
only he can do some shit like this.
Shave your hair out.
come on.
It's the white people, man. White people can't make good music.
We got no rhythm.
No. You're twat.
Fishy, smelly twat. You gotta smelly, fishy twat. You got. God damn, let's go. Come on.
Same. Or you need a little bit of Frank Sinatra remix on it.
Remix on it.
Yeah.
That was real interesting.
He wants that part of his life back.
All right. Like, fuck, yo, I was, fuck you, red man.
You had me thinking about something else and shit.
Like, he's like, I remember twat.
Yeah, like, I remember. Yo, what the fuck are we going?
Not even gonna play it. Fucking Randy Rock liked it, so at least half of the
very interesting. Very.
Oh, you were talking about that song that I like?
Yeah.
Oh, say no, I'm joking.
Nice.
That's what Red. That's what I get. Red, half of the black people in the room liked it. The other half of the black people didn't like it.
Yeah?
I can't win.
Can't please everyone all the time.
At least you had a couple of black people that liked it. That's,
yeah, that's at least impressive. Something, right? That's just, yeah. I can put that on a resume.
That's impressive.
It's nice.
Yeah. We also got some feedback saying yes. Their stream cut out, but it's good because they was playing your song.
Oh, that was nice of them.
I didn't write that.
Oh, you suck. All of you suck.
Nice.
So, Red, what are you doing? What are you doing next month?
Besides going on a Red Man DJ tour?
Yeah, besides that.
Shit.
Are you taking a shit, which is good. Good.
Basically, we're gonna be working, man. Like, we hitting the studio very hard. We're working on a new Akbar Ready Rock album. Like, he got the mixtape right now. We're gonna be taking some meetings about some movies for Red and Meth. We got a couple of scripts we're reading right now. And after that, I'm working on Muddy Waters 2.
Ooh.
Yeah, Muddy Waters. So that's my next movement. Muddy Waters 2. You're a Redman fan. You already know.
You already know what the fuck
Eric
is about.
Eric Sermon back in the building. He gonna be producing on that. So.
Good.
Yes.
It's
big up to
good.
JC. I heard y'all had the ill view.
We do, right?
And yeah, I gotta see that shit. Yo.
We got tons of the city. Like, we have everything going on here. This is actually the building when the World Trade Center actually got fucked up. They were right across, and they saw it right there.
Yeah.
Right through that window.
Uh-huh.
Right this there. Where Z-100
did
used anybody
to be. Tape yes. It?
Al-Qaeda. Yeah. Probably the only ones that were taping it.
I know we should ask Elvis Duran. This was his studio
his
back
studio,
when Z-100
yeah.
was here.
They hid in the other studio under the fucking console. When it
Z-100 was here?
Yeah, right here.
Nice.
They were
where
here
they move to?
32 6th Avenue.
Oh, still over here.
Yeah, they nice. Jumped over to Manhattan. So, big game coming up.
Yeah.
We got four fucking teams left in it. Might as well take your
Did
fucking
Did Jets
picks.
Win the game yet? Did Jets win that?
Yeah, Jets in it. Jets in Pittsburgh.
That's the Super Bowl?
Yeah. No, that's not the...
No, that's championship.
Yeah, Jets and Steelers are going for the AFC.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
NFC is the Bears.
Yes, sir.
The Bears and Green Bay.
Okay, the Bears and Green Bay? Yeah, whoever went between them two?
Yeah.
We're going to the Super Bowl, yeah.
Let's go.
You know.
Let's go.
We're going to have a new Chicago Bears song this year.
Billy was playing the Super Bowl Shuffle before, and he was talking shit about that, and I said, that's a fucking classic.
That's a classic.
That is a classic. That's you a classic. Cannot... You
That's
cannot
right up
compare.
There with your twat.
That's up there with your twat.
That's, yeah.
Thank you, Ready Rock.
If you want to go that direction, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Absolutely right. All right, so who are you picking, though? Out of the four, who do you think's going? Who's winning the big game first off?
Hey, listen, like I said, if I ain't with the Broncos, I'm with the Bears all the way, baby.
Nice.
That's my nephew team. That's
gotta
my team.
Gotta go with the Bears. You know I'm gonna say the Bears.
Hands down. So we got two for the Bears. Hamill's definitely picking the fucking
Green
Bay.
I gotta pick the Bears because I don't want to get jumped when we get out of here.
Good choice.
I don't want to get shot. All right, so everyone is flipping to the Bears.
Yeah.
I think actually the Jets can. We were talking about this before. I don't know if the Jets can get past the Steelers.
I'm proud of the Jets because they had their special on HBO.
Yes,
and you couldn't have a special like that if you wasn't on planning on at least getting close.
Yeah. That's why a lot of people think it's a little hokey that they had the HBO, they had the Hard Knocks, and then magically now they're fucking in.
No,
the,
but they went hard. They probably went hard. Like, you know, that was like a boost for them and shit.
Didn't the Bengals have that shit too?
The Bengals had it last year because of the year before. It's all based off the year before.
Yeah, but then they had nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
They were miserable.
Bengals go out and sign fucking T.O. and they sign, who was the fucking other one? Ocho Cinco. Yeah. And they accomplished nothing. Whoops. That's fucking sad.
I think, though, with Hard Knocks, everyone loved Rex Ryan. And
Rex
now.
Ryan's yeah, the best yeah, coach.
Much as he loves the feet there.
They love I like Rex the, right now.
Even the guy, the coach of the Steelers, was like, that guy's fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He was giving props.
Was I think great Pittsburgh is off the hook.
Pittsburgh's a great fucking team this
off
year.
The hook right now.
There's no doubt in my mind.
They go to the Super Bowl. I want to see Terry Bradshaw there. I know he's going to pop up in there.
Oh, and most definitely. It's fucking Pittsburgh. He's got to do something. Yeah. He's got to show the fuck up at least somewhere with his big bald head. He's got to show up. So, Red, are you staying or going?
Yo, man, well, what time is it? Because we parked downstairs. They saying we had a time limit down there, man. With
it's
the
quarter after.
All right. It's 11:13, I think.
Oh, okay. Wait, we good, yeah.
It's up to you if you want to stay. Yeah, you want to go? Yeah, you having fun?
Man, whatever, yo. I got to sign my board anyway, so.
All right, yeah. You do that. You sign your board. We'll get this shit together. We do have to take a break.
Yeah.
And you sign it, too.
You yeah. sign it. Ready, Rock? Sure. You get on the fucking board, too.
Yeah.
And we'll get that going.
All right.
Everyone's just, you can get up and do it. Oh, that's all right. We have no rules. We don't give a shit. Red's done shitty radio where they actually have rules. We don't give a shit. There you go. Look at Red. Red's drawing a fucking pitch. There you go. Wow. There you go. What is he? Are we playing Pictionary with Red? What is this? Oh, look at that.
Hey, that looks like this. Oh, yeah.
All right, when we come
all right.
When we come back, we'll decipher Red Man's picture. And we got Ready Rock is going to probably somehow find a spot over there to draw his shit.
I got feedback from yes. Jesse saying as long as you don't play your twat again, he'll stay.
Oh, fuck you, Jesse. Ready Rock likes your twat. And I mean that in both ways that it fucking sounds like. You sons of bitches. All right, Ham Radio right here on Goom Radio. 1-888-632-4666. Son of the devil. We'll see you when we flip on the other side. I will see you in a couple minutes right here on Goom, bitch.
This is Jeff Bridges, the dude.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You are listening to...
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Ham Radio.
Tonight. So far, he drew a mural. That was kind
of
nice.
Of himself smoking a blunt,
which is fitting.
Yeah.
And Ready Rock's underneath. Everybody's looking at.
Yep.
Beautiful things going on. I can't even read everything from there. What does it say? It says Ready Rock 2011. What does it say?
Gala House.
And Gala House on top as well.
Yes. Yeah.
What we're doing right now, I think we stole a guest from All Hip Hop. That's exactly what we did, because. From Will To Be in the early show.
We wrangled a guest
because we here at Ham Radio, by the way, the Ham Radio Show, and its affiliates, Brain Stew Radio and Brain Stew Media, and of course the Edge FM Cockroach, and soon to be on other syndicated radio stations. You know what we did? We said, go fuck yourselves, and we're going to roll ourselves, and we're going to have our own party, motherfuckers, and we're going to get the guests that you want to get. You know why? Because we're the big fucking deal.
Ooh, we are a big deal.
We are a big deal. The ham cam in full effect. Red is actually right now. Red and Ready Rock are outside right now. They are taking pictures. Pinsett is showing them the view. They're hanging out. I don't know. Periodically, they might show back up. I don't know what's going on. They're just hanging out. They're fucking just chilling. Red Man still has that giant afro puff of a hat on.
It's the awesomest hat ever. He looks like Hendrix.
He does. He does have a Hendrix like afro puff thing going on though. It is nice. He is posing here at Goom Radio. We did invite him to come at any time, any place, anywhere. Yeah, so he has that open invitation. And that's the thing. If anybody wants to fight with us, because I know that people are sitting there, and you know that network is going to be all pissy about it. But we did. We got autographed copies.
Correct.
For All Hip Hop Radio, the giveaway. Even though Hitler just took one.
I'm looking at it.
We got one. If you want to pile more over there so he has to sign a couple more, that'd be awesome. Because I want to give them a couple away so they can, get the autographed.
It all depends on what they want to give away.
Well, I mean, he brought us a snack.
A snack. Excellent.
Where's Danny? A snack.
More references.
Hey! Fucking Redman back in the building.
Hey!
There he is. Redman back in the building. Whoa,
That's right. What's good?
What's good? Redman back.
And we in the building. We just talking out there. We about to shoot back to the studio, man. But the love, man. Goom Radio.
What the fuck? You are a living legend in the hip-hop community. You know that, right?
Yes.
All right. And you know that you are a big fucking deal. And that's why you hang out with the Ham Radio
and
show.
It's Jersey, too.
Jersey. You really just all you got to do is hop in a fucking car. Or you can take the fucking train if you want. Or take the PATH train. Lisa Ann. Oh, by the way, do you like porno?
Yeah, love porno.
Okay, now leave.
Love fucking porno. I want to direct the porno one day.
Well, here's what we do. In 2 weeks' time, you know Lisa Ann, the one who was nailing Palin and all that shit?
Yeah.
She was supposed to be here tonight. It was a fucking thing in the tunnel. She was supposed to be here tonight. We were going to have the titties, everything, the whole nine yards.
Nice.
Now, she was going to be here. If you come back in 2 weeks, you can we will write a fucking scene, and you will direct that scene in this studio.
Nice.
I guarantee you want to do that shit?
Fuck yeah.
Yes, we will have Redman. We will have a Redman production.
Fuck yeah.
We'll have Costello film it. We'll put it on the fucking ham cam. Redman will be the director. We got the megaphone. He can do the megaphone. He can act like a real director. We'll give him a director's chair. Hold on, y'all. And starring Lisa Ann and Hitler.
Are you going to do a point of view with him?
There you go.
My idea. The DJ.
He said Lisa Ann and Hitler.
The DJ doing a show, and then she goes underneath the table, gives him a blowjob as he's doing a live read, and there you go.
Well, if you want to write the script,
tie the whole radio thing into it.
Do you want Ready Rock to get sucked off, or do you want Hitler to get sucked off?
I could be the stunt man when it's time for the head scene.
Yes,
I am.
We're going to need a big black dick, because that's the only... Hitler's gonna go like this. He's gonna be like, "Right, I'm ready for you, baby." He's gonna unzip. He's gonna stunt cock. Is exactly what we're gonna need when he's in the fucking thing. He's gonna be like, and then nothing's gonna come out. So Ready Rock's gonna come in and we're like, "There you go. Are you ready?" And she's gonna be picking up off the floor. It's like something. It's lanky. But see, it would have been better if you guys see if she would have got here. It would have been the biggest house party.
Oh, we would have gotten crazy.
Yeah. It would have been nuts.
Nice.
It would have been fucking nuts. Yeah. Show. He knows who Lisa Ann is. He's a red-blooded American who has jerked off to that girl before, like everyone else.
Do we have any more porn in the prize closet for Redman?
Yeah. Oh, we got. You want porn? We got tons of porn.
Yeah.
Give you 3D porn.
You want 3D porn? We got 3D
porn. Get out of here. Go. I've never seen that
shit. Can you make Redman a prize porn package, please?
can you make two of those?
Get Ready Rock. Listen, Lisa Ann.
Hold on.
Get Ready Rock some porn and get fucking Redman some porn free.
Okay, okay.
And don't bring no dildos, motherfucker.
Now, this is the best. This is the best station.
She got a big ass. That's the thing. She was going to be here.
She got a big ass.
She was on the phone with us. She got caught in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Go to Billy. Are you plugged in?
One of my favorites is Alexis Texas too, man.
Oh, we had her best friend Alexis Ford up here.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, and we got fired for that shit. Yeah. And then we got rehired. So we know Alexis Texas should be coming by too.
Yeah.
Yes. Why don't you just go into fucking Redman? Why don't you just go into porn and start doing directings and pornos?
Yo, listen.
We can get that.
You talking my language already.
Dude, Billy, get on the phone with Bluebird Films and fucking Wicked Pigeons. And who else do we got on fucking tap? We got Adam and Eve. If Redman fucking directs a porno.
That's your money, right there.
I got some hot shit going on, too. I do some hot shit. My first porn I saw was that I really enjoyed that I would want to do. Over is Rockin' with Saker.
Oh, the fucking blonde bitch.
Yes, back in the day, man.
Yes.
I would do something like that over, man.
Everybody in this room went, yes.
Yes.
Oh, you got it, Billy? Who is this, Lisa? This is Lisa Ann. There you go. This is...
What up, Lisa?
Lisa, you got a big ass, Lisa.
She got a nice duper. Super de duper.
And now she's getting everything out of the bottom of the
She in New York or Jersey?
Lisa right now is in New York City.
Mm.
Someone go to therealLisaAnn.com and check out what her schedule is. And we're gonna send Redman over there and Ready Rock. Now, do you like Redman because you're a musician? Do you like the porno music in it? Do you like the boom boom boom?
You know what? I heard a.
DVD on the background
the other night that has some hot music in it. And some of the porno music be kind of booty, though. Right? Well, that should be corny as hell.
Now, see, if it's a Red Man production, you can direct the movie. Yeah. You can do the score of the movie.
Hey, yo, but you know what? I ain't gonna lie, man. That the dude, Brian Pumper, man, he got a lot of fucking movies, man.
Brian Pumper?
Yes.
That's the greatest name I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, man, he got a lot of fucking movies, man.
They're literally fucking movies, Billy.
A lot of fucking movies, man.
Nice.
And them shits count, too. And plus, if I do a porno movie, I want to... You know, own my rights.
You want to stick it in?
No, I want to own my rights and shit, so I can get that money.
Well, don't you have the little C next to your name? Isn't it like copyrighted, Red Man?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. So it's a Red Man whoever production.
I work with, I got to get that money too.
I think Lisa Ann would suck off Red Man.
Yeah, I think she would too.
We have a lot of porn girls in the stable. We can call Jesse Jane up. We can call who else? We have. We got Alexis Ford. We could probably get down here in 2 weeks.
We all. God,
Alexis Ford.
I'm calling in sick that day.
Billy, bring up some Alexis Ford. Bring up Alexis Ford. They got the 3D porn.
No, this quality.
This quality. Shit. We don't have no bullshit.
This ain't bootleg? Okay.
No. We ain't got the DVD.
Yo, 3D virtuality?
Yeah, the only thing is you got to jerk off with the glasses on. We learned that.
It come with glasses?
It comes with two pairs of glasses.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm telling you, you got to jerk off. You jerk off. It has 2D version, too.
Oh, I got the other version of it.
They got the 2D version.
There's no fucking way. 3D porn.
Do these glasses had a strap on it?
No. Yeah, so what I'm falling off? Shit, so wild them off. If you really get into it.
I thought you meant a porno strap or something sexy.
The porno strap would be awesome. Oh, man.
Yo, good looking, man. I never got a DVD porno from a radio station. That's something new ever.
There you go.
Yes.
Only a goom.
And remember the Ham Radio Show, because we're the ones that got you here.
Absolutely. Yes. Big up to Ham Radio.
Damn right.
Big up to Ham.
Yeah, big up to Eddie. Big up to Chris.
There you go.
Big up to everybody in here.
Damn right. That's Billy. That's Danny.
Yeah.
That's Ready Rock. I don't know if you know Ready Rock.
That's Chris Max right there.
And that's Chris Max right there.
Yeah, big up to Billy.
Damn right.
Chris, Eddie. So all y'all fuckers up in here.
So I want to get back on directing the porn.
Yeah.
I'm not bullshitting. We need Red Man to direct the porn.
Yo, I would love it, man.
Do you have the bad movie?
That's what he's looking at right now.
Oh, he's showing her the bad movie?
You can't comment on this, though.
No, he can comment. Fuck, it's Red Man.
No.
Red Man, just in case.
What, she did it in here?
Yeah.
Nice.
In there.
In the studio here?
Yeah.
That
studio,
yeah.
Fuck.
See?
Uh-oh.
I love how everyone's got a fucking...
So did you post that up?
Yeah, that's what got us fired.
She said y'all could post that up?
No, yeah. She was okay with it. We got fired for the company. It was a long story.
Yeah.
But anyway, we got fired for that shit, but then they rehired us because we do cool shit like that.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Nice. Fucking underground. Y'all fuck is Ham Radio. Yes.
We're just a bunch of degenerates.
Yes,
hey,
we are.
Hey, hey.
And Red Man and Ready Rock are now part of the crew.
That's right.
Pin Sap was already in the mix.
I'm directing the porno for y'all fuckers, man.
Yes.
Dude, I got people. I swear to God, we'll make some fucking phone calls. We will have the Red Man porn. I'm telling you.
I'm fucking with you. You know, Ready Rock.
Ready Rock is here.
Yeah.
No, he'll be the stunt dick. You just direct it.
Absolutely.
And Chris, you could be fucking Hitler, the pizza delivery boy.
Yeah.
But you great. You come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
You come in eating the pizza, and you got a little Hitler mustache on.
And then he would come in like, step aside, fatty. This is how you deliver a real pizza. And then he just whips out his cock and he sucks it. There you go.
Pizza!
Holy shit.
And then, there you go. That's nice. Fucking Ready Rock's dick. Hold on, let's whip it out. There you go. How you compete against a black guy, first of all?
Yeah.
I've seen you motherfuckers in porno. I've seen black people in porno. You get that shit has elbows, it's so fucking big. Alright, we can't. The only one that can compete is Ron Jeremy. No one else. Evan Stone's dick ain't even that big. What the fuck? Give us those movies.
Yo, do Ron Jeremy make movies, man?
He's still making them, I think.
I mean, is he directing any?
Probably. I don't know if he's actually, you know, still fucking. I think he's still
fucking. Wouldn't be surprised if he is.
I wouldn't be surprised if he is.
Yeah, fuck yeah, man.
He's got to do something.
Yeah, shit.
Well, you ever seen that? I'm talking about, you ever see the guy named with like the Bang Brothers?
Yeah,
the Bang Brothers. Those cocks are like fucking this. That's what they have, wristwatches on the fucking cocks. And guess what? Not one of them white. Not one of them.
Hey, listen. Not one of them. Only thing I want to do is be able to go to the AVN Awards, man, and go out there.
I missed this fucking year. We were supposed to go, too.
And go out there and see some of them stars.
But
and,
you're a red man. Why can't you just go
I know. I, next year, I'll probably go, but I want to go out there and have a movie going on or something where I could be nominated.
What do you want to be nominated for? Best what? What scene? Best
I'm directing. I ain't into this shit. I ain't putting my balls on the line.
He's getting a Woody.
Yeah.
He's going for the Woody Award.
Yeah, I'm going for the Best Director Award of the Year or some shit like that, man.
Best girl fisting. That would be the fucking movie. That would be the actual category he's in. Best girl fisting.
Fisting.
When they you never saw him fisting?
Fisting the girl?
Yeah, not you. That'd be fucking Ready Rock because she's stuck there.
Yeah, fisting the girl. You're putting your fist up in the bitch, right?
In the bitch? Yeah. Like she's a fucking puppet.
Nah, I don't be doing
and
that shit.
You're making a talking shit. That's good. That's good shit.
Yeah, no.
Are you going to make a romantic one?
No, I'm making some hardcore shit.
How do you get more less hardcore? I'm
making some hardcore. No, the twat got to go. I use that as background music.
Yeah,
but,
I'm saying, do you want that for the movie?
No, I use that for I use that at the end of the porno.
Oh, for the credits?
Yeah, yeah, just for the credits.
No, after the credits.
Produced by Ready Rock. And Redman, starring Redman, and I can't, it's too fucking loud.
And too low.
That's during the advertisements.
I don't think, he fucking remixed it, that's all he would fucking do. I can't win.
And remove
my song
you.
Is never going to be in a fucking Redman
porno.
Let
me tell you something, how do you fucking direct a porno if they just fucking? What'd you say? Alright, we're gonna go to the ass scene now. I want you to fuck her in the ass right now.
Pretty much, yeah.
They sit there like, alright, we're gonna go 20
minutes. Put more in it, act more, into it. You know, like get into it. That's what it is. Don't be into it.
Yeah, they fucking like, they sit there on the, they're like, we're gonna come on your face. He's gonna come on your face, and that kid in the corner is gonna punch you in the cunt.
You got a certain amount of time, and this whole scene works.
Oh, make it work. So you just tell them as they're going along.
Yeah.
They got the whole lighting thing. They got to move the lights around. It's insane.
And everybody just wants to go to lunch.
It's not, and it's not just easy. It's not just turning the camera on. Even the motherfuckers that just go in them little shitty rooms and have one bed, that's not hard either. I mean, is that hard or easy? I know it's kind of easy.
That's probably easy.
Yeah, just lighting. But the quality shit, you got to have lighting. Yeah.
You need lights here.
It's like the fucking actor studio. Cameras got to get in there.
It's a pain in the ass.
It's a pain in the ass?
Literally. Depending on the movie.
Most of the crews that work on these, they're like, yeah, great. They got to run around, get in close, places you really don't want to be. Like, you really want to be that close with the camera?
We have to get the ball shot.
One dude actually got so close, the guy was supposed to, like, shoot the girl in the face.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I went right over the girl's head and hit the guy in the face.
Yep.
Filming.
But that would have been a wrap in my corner of the career.
A butt naked fight.
That would have been the end of the fucking porno career.
It's probably in this 3D movie. It comes right at you while you're watching.
Yeah. Oh, dropping loads.
No. It would have been the fight up in that bitch.
No, there is no baby gravy shooting at the screen in that porno. Although, I probably didn't make it to all the scenes, if you know what I'm saying. I probably finished before the credits, is what I'm saying.
Hey, dude, they got big-ass Eddie in this motherfucker? Ass up in here?
No, my dick ain't in that movie. My ass might be, but my dick is not in that movie.
That's what's up.
All right.
Good looking out for the porno, though.
Absolutely.
Virtual reality stimulator. I never heard. Who? Ultra Magnum Creations.
They're probably listening right now, shitting themselves that Redman just went right up.
Juicy Entertainment. Where they from? California? Yep. Most of these motherfuckers from California, right?
Yeah. He's intently reading the
Santa
package.
Santa Monica, 9044. That's where it's at.
Give it up the zip code.
That's what's up. Hey, shit, man. Hey, Eddie, good looking out, man, again, man, for having us here, man.
Appreciate this, man.
Dude, anytime you want to come here.
Yes.
Anytime. We've been trying to book this for I don't know how fucking long, man.
Yep.
And it was just like, oh, this, that, and the other thing, blah, blah, blah. And then they told me you were coming down. Then it was like, oh, he ain't coming. Mm. And then literally we had Lisa Ann coming in. Mm. So we were going to talk porn with her. She was going to come in and get naked. And then some other rapper was going to be with her.
Mm. Nice.
Muggs, right? Uh-huh. Muggs. Mm-hmm. Anybody know that guy?
Yeah, Muggs.
Yeah, Muggs. He was coming with. She's in a video with him. Not a porn.
Muggs?
Yeah,
just Muggs.
Just Muggs.
Oh, okay. And the video.
M-U-G-Z. Yeah. She's in a video, not a porno video with him.
Oh, okay.
A regular video. And so she was coming in.
A step up now.
A step up, yeah. And then I stepped down because she was doing this show. So she was coming in. She was going to get naked and do all the good shit and talk dirty and you know, titties and all that good stuff. And then he was going to come in. But then we lost her in the tunnel. And then we were like, oh, fuck it. And halfway through the show, they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, Red Man's coming. Red Man's coming up.
Yes.
So we're like, fuck it. Now we have a good show.
Absolutely.
Now we're going to give this guy some porno. That, he's going to draw pictures.
Be a part of it. Yeah, fuck yeah.
So what's your favorite porno? Who's your favorite porn star besides Alexis Texas?
I like Jenna Jameson.
Jenna Jameson's a classic?
Yes, she is.
She's a classic?
Jenna Jameson. I've seen a couple of new chicks that I like, too. I don't know their name after back. I could show you their picture, though. Absolutely.
Billy,
after,
would you
the porno DVDs I got. Excuse me. The porno DVDs I just bought. Like, maybe 2 days ago. You know, for Route 22 porno.
Nice!
Yes, and I picked up a couple of movies that was hot. They always put me on the hot shit, you know what I'm talking about? So, I got some movies that's fire.
So, what do you like, though, in your porno? What's your shit? Because I like, we were talking about Lisa Ann. Mm-hmm. I like the MILF stepmom thing.
I like the MILF stepmom. I love the MILF stepmom. The right ones.
Sometimes they be having some
beat
ones.
Yeah, sometimes they be having some beat ones on there too.
Disgusting.
They having some beat ones. But I like seeing the young 23-year-olds with the big asses, whether they white or black.
You just like big asses?
Yes, sir. Big asses and pretty feet. I like the DVDs that goes
Red
to the feet
Tarantino.
Too. Absolutely.
Like
that they had a feet too. Women with the big asses and the feet. Love
it. Red Man Ryan, coach of the New Jersey Jets.
Yes.
Doing his now.
Check out for the porno out direct though. You heard it first right here on Goom Radio, bitch. Yes, sir.
His movie gonna have feet in it, Billy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ass and feet.
Ass and feet's gonna be the name of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be Red Man Presents Ass and Feet, starring Rick Rock's cock. That's what it's gonna be. Red Rock's
cock.
Nice.
Thud the cock. And Hitler.
Thud.
You gotta put Hitler in the movie, dude. You gotta be
No, that's a really bad idea. Starring Hitler, great.
No, you know what Hitler you know what Hitler could be? You know
what
Hitler could be one of the dudes. You ever seen the pornos, right? When the motherfucker have the dude come over and he say, I want you to bang my wife and shit.
Yeah.
He could be that dude. Like, yo.
Screw my wife, please.
So
Hitler's gonna play the husband that can't get the job done.
Yeah, bang my wife.
And Ready Rock is gonna play Stunt Dick.
Why y'all call him Hitler though?
Because it's funny and he hates it. Yes, there actually somebody made one of our fans made a Facebook fucking Hammy Hitler fucking Facebook. So, please like Hitler if you want to.
No,
he hates it. So, all right, so you're gonna play the husband that can't get the job.
I'm gonna be the husband that says, "Here, I can't satisfy my wife. So, Mr. Male Porn Star, you do it for me."
No, but you have to do the whole line. You gotta go. I can't satisfy my wife with my small little cock. That's the fucking line. I can't. You gotta say the line.
I'm not saying.
Say the line.
We're not doing that.
Say it. Come on.
No, we're not filming the porno.
Hitler.
The 10-year-old standing on Hitler is just really creepy.
A living legend is telling you.
I'm gonna be like,
Hitler.
Who's the old guy that does all those movies?
Billy.
I haven't done one in years.
That's a good one.
I'm gonna be like, Mr. Old Guy that hires his porn stars, me and my pathetic child cock can't satisfy my wife.
Pathetic.
So here you are, someone else fuck my wife. There you
pathetic
go.
Pathetic child cock. That's a good one. So then,
and I come in like, anybody order big breadsticks?
Nice! We got half the movie done!
Exactly.
All we gotta do now is get Lisa Ann to suck off Freddie Rock. That's it.
Wow. Screw my wife, please.
Please. Hamill, you get to look like you're married to Lisa Ann, though.
Call them Hammer and shit.
Hammer! Hammer Hitler. You get to at least, you look like you're married to fucking Lisa Ann in this.
Those partners, it's always like some nerdy,
that's you!
Awesome, like really awful guy.
That's
and
you!
And he's married to like the really hot bombshell. Yeah, okay, that's me.
That's gonna be you. He's just gonna get you the fucking glasses with the little white.
And then I would look at my wife and be like, yeah, you like that, baby? She's like, oh my god, I love it. It's so much better than you.
Yeah, you have to be in the scene. You gotta look over at Ready Rock tearing that pussy up. And you gotta just lean in and go, you like that, honey? You know you like that, honey, right? And all you hear is...
Yeah.
And that's Ready Rock just pounding the shit.
Eddie's an asshole.
That's it. Eddie the asshole.
Yes, Eddie the asshole.
It's an asshole, but it's true.
Yeah. It's true. That's what you're going to do.
Wow.
Do you think he should dress like Hitler in the movie, though?
No.
Like the
fool
with the mustache. He's like, I will not fuck you because you are Jew.
And then
Ready Rock comes in and goes, I'll fuck it. And then he starts it. I like it.
That'd be the comedy porno.
That's what I'm saying. Well, look at him.
He said, look at him.
He's looking at me like, why the fuck is this motherfucker saying Hitler?
Everyone just, when I said look at him, the whole room just went.
No.
I think we just get him the mustache, though, at least.
That's what's up.
Please,
man.
A little one. I'm the production assistant. We'll put one on. Look like Charlie Chaplin Greed mustache.
So you're just going to take like a Sharpie and just paint one on?
Yes. We can have Redman can give you a piece of his hat. Put that shit right here. That's it. Right there.
Great.
Hitler, you're going to be in a porno, though, at least. There you go, Jordan.
Nice.
There it is.
I look great now.
Dude, if you were actually in a Hitler stash, I would have urinated on the fucking floor. Piss just would have came the fuck right out. Right. Oh, God.
I'm not really going to draw
you
on him.
You should draw on him.
No.
You should fucking draw on him.
No, this isn't look college, now, and he's not drunk.
Hey, college is awesome, and fuck it, we don't care. If he's sober or not, we don't give a shit. Do it.
Nah. Hello, can't do that to the guy.
Look at Redman was staring at you going, that motherfucker going over there and drawing that motherfucker.
We have feedback. We have feedback saying, I never thought I would hear Redman chant Hitler in my life.
Nice.
Thank you, Ham Radio.
Thank you. Good going.
Hitler.
Nice.
Gotta do it. I mean, you the boy, Chris. You gotta pick it with you.
Yes, you're gonna do that. Right. All right, so Danny, you want me in the porno too?
Why the hell not?
You could be his dick. That's your job. You're being the talking dick. Just stand with your arms like this and shit. And be like, I can't get the job done. I can't get the job
done. Quiet
as
hell. He's like, no.
What? I don't know if I want to be Hamill's. Well, we'll do close-up shots. You're just going to be Hamill's talking Hitler dick.
So I'm gonna be the useless husband that can't do anything, and some known male porn star who can't get it done will get it done.
Ready Rock is being the fucking dick.
He's stepping in and filling your voice.
It's going to switch from a white skin. It's going to switch from white skin to black skin.
That's what we should do.
It's going to be from like little size to jumbo size in like a second.
It's going to be like Lisa Ann's fantasy dick.
That's
right. He's going to come in with his line, like you said, who ordered the breadsticks?
There you go.
And then he's going to do his line, and he's going to plow Lisa Ann, and you just get to watch. It's the whole movie.
There you go.
We're going to get an AVN for this fucking movie, I'm telling you.
There you go.
Nice.
That's an AVN award.
That's an AVN fucking movie right there.
Hitler in the building. Eddie in the building.
Hitler in the
fucking building. You already know. Hey, listen, man. Your ham radio.
Yes, sir.
Yo, we got to go get our motherfucking ride before these motherfuckers lock our car downstairs.
Right. So then tell the people what the fuck we're going to be buying. What's this fucking album? You give them all the plugs.
Yo, that, Reggie, the album in stores right now. Pancake and Syrup, the mixtape is online right now. You can go online and get it for free.
Nice. Sure.
Gilla House is the movement. Please, if you hear any music on us, support us. We love it. Big up to all Jersey MCs out there. This is the movement. I'm here. Ready Rock, what's good?
What's good, yo? Same thing. Gilla House is definitely in the building. Then we got my new mixtape, The Bomb, online free. Cop that. And I got my new EP I'm working on called Akbar, Mind Killing Beats and Rappers. And also catch me on Facebook, Armand Ready Rock Johnson. You know, we could chat it up.
I'll
be bored a lot.
Yes, sir.
And fuck Hitler's wife. The movie. Coming soon.
Fucking Hitler's
coming.
Wife, the movie.
Coming soon. C-U-M-M-I-N-G.
That's right.
Soon. Thank you.
That's right.
Yes, Red sir. Man, thank you, Hitler.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Ready Rock, for being a part of the madness.
Hitler.
Hitler,
Ziggy! Red Man on the camera. Red Man just doing the fucking Nazis.
We got Red Man on camera.
Red Man fucking rules.
We can't.
Give Red Man a round of applause, Red Man.
Give
Red Rock a round of applause, too.
Thank you.
The motherfucker
this can't get out. This can't get out in Germany, otherwise he ain't getting over there.
I gotta go back to Germany, so don't fuck me up over there, y'all motherfuckers at ham radio.
Let me just show you where the door
is. He was waving.
That's the way I'm going.
That's the way you go, and then you make a hard right.
Pick up to ham radio, only where you'll see some shit like this at, you motherfuckers.
Red Man, Ready Rock, ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Hey, yo, listen, I'll be back up here to DJ too, so they'll keep y'all posted. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And they're gonna do the remix of Your Twat. It's going to be coming soon.
Hopefully.
Nice. Coming soon like and the movie. Jim, Marlene thank you.
Yes, sir.
And a go. Special thanks to DG Entertainment for hooking this all up.
Absolutely. And
there you go.
Thank you, brother. Red Man in the building.
DG Entertainment on Facebook. Go check him out.
Wait, tell Pinsett, tell I want to take a picture with Red Man and Red Rob. So we're going to go to commercial.
Commercial and song.
We're going to commercial. We're going to play a song. Take care, we're going to do all that shit. Ready, Red. This is the fucking greatest mystery guest we've ever had. Because he brought friends and we got porn. And Red,
I had a good fucking time here, radio.
There you go.
Just hold it up. Hold it to him.
And we have the camera to prove it.
There it goes.
And the camera just felt like it's fucking Cloverfield.
Oh, it's upside down. There
you go. Well, that's what's up. You're there in the building. Yes, they watching right now?
Yeah, right now live.
Look up to Heron Radio. We in the building. Big ass crazy Eddie in the fucking building.
Damn right.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing.
Nice, nice. I
love that fucking hat. Dan, take a picture of the hat.
That hat's bitching, dude.
Danny, hold the camera on the way out.
Did I just say bitching? I'm a fucking faggot.
You are a faggot. You said that in front of Redman.
Are we going to...
We're going to take a picture right now. So let's go. We got to go to words. When we come back, it's Ham Radio on Goom. You motherfuckers, enjoy this shit.
Hey, this is Gene Simmons from the greatest band in the world. You know it, I know it, come on. Even your grandma knows it. Kiss, and you're listening to Uncle Eddie right here on Ham Radio.
Nice. Oh, it was a good fucking day, kids.
It certainly was.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, you're welcome. Dude, I did not know he was coming tonight. That was
I didn't know
that,
either.
No.
Because what happened was, he was... by the way, it's a Ham Radio show.
Thanks, DG Entertainment.
Damn right. 1-888-632-4666 if you want to be on the phone to the end of the show. New little segment we're going to do where we talk about what happened on the show tonight. It's like a little recap in case you missed it. The Ham Cam Costello, give me ups, man. Go get your car. Do what you got to do, brother. Billy's going to be packing up soon, too. We're going to be getting out of here in about 10 minutes. By the way, I want to give ups to Josh Goldberg.
Josh?
We actually have Jewish fans. Josh
Despite
Goldberg.
Me?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He knew the name of the movies that don't suck, by the way, which we kind of glossed over because of what was going on with Lisa Ann.
Correct.
The name of the movie was Bad Santa. He knew the name of the movie. He's going to win a prize. He's going to win a prize porn package. The same. He'll get some porn just like Redman and Ready Rock did.
Right.
On the way there. Did you see how happy they were?
Yeah. They got something out of
it. Did you see are the autographed copies still floating around?
Yes, there's a couple here. One over there.
All right, remind me, I gotta give those to Will Tooby.
Somebody farted.
By the way, happy birthday to Will Tooby.
Yeah.
By the way, happy birthday, Will Tooby. It's his birthday. He was supposed to be here for the... When we thought Redman was coming, then it changed, and then he wasn't coming. So I feel bad because he wasn't here.
Yeah.
But what
this
would
have made a nice birthday gift.
It would have.
So instead, we're going to give him some stuff.
We're going to give him some free shit. And we also got to get the Lisa Ann free shit. So remind me, I got to send her an email.
Mm.
That happened. So by the way, if you're just tuning into the show, here's what happened. Lisa Ann.
Everything.
Everything happened on the show tonight. Lisa Ann, porn star extraordinaire, got stuck in the fucking Holland Tunnel. She wormed her way out of that shit. And what happens with that is then she gets back on. She can't get here then because there's no way to get to New Jersey. There was no way to get to New Jersey when she was stuck like that. Then on top of that, we thought we had to dig ourselves out of a hole. And boy, did we. We were doing that. See, we're not going to be dishonest with you. When that shit happened, this is the recap, Danny.
We went of the blank.
Show. We went blank because, you know, we had.
Good one.
When you, yeah, I know that fart.
Yes. Mm.
When we normally.
Sweet yet pungent.
Normally when shit happens like that, we're like,
ah, fuck.
Like, we don't know what to do. We didn't know what to do. Scramble-wise, we didn't know what to do. Because at the end of the day, when you have what you think is going to be a monumental interview get taken away from you because of something you can't do, it happens from time to time.
Yes.
So, the people at the Ham Cam, I'm sorry. This week, you lost out on titties. We will have titties for you, I guarantee. We have, we have a lot of shit in the works.
Yes.
That
on
the Ham Cam
horizon.
On the horizon, and the Ham Cam is going to be in full effect on that. So don't worry, there will be tits. I'll tell you right now.
No, it's funny about the mystery guest because we got word.
You can call him Redman now.
Redman. But then I had
You're on the first name basis with him.
But I had to run out of here, run downstairs, tell security, because you know we got to tell them every time we have somebody
coming
up.
Absolutely.
They still bitch at me freaking for not telling them Pavel's coming up every week.
Yeah, well, I put Hitler on the list.
So I had to run downstairs, and they didn't believe me.
Yeah, they
were all like excited.
And then of course Redman shows up.
Yeah.
And totally steals the show. Yeah. He was an amazing guest. Top to bottom, he was an amazing guest. You know what? We just proved something, gentlemen. I'd like to point this out to everybody.
Uh-oh.
We are not a hip-hop fucking show.
No.
We're not. We play everything. We love hip-hop when it's good.
It's not our forte.
Not our forte, because I know you're trying to make you're trying to make us sound like we give a shit. I'll be honest with you. You know what? We don't like hip-hop that sucks. Top to bottom, right there. We don't like hip-hop that sucks. Redman never sucks. He's got a proven track record of doing great fucking music with meth, without meth,
the number
with
one
Ready
most
Rock,
requested episode of MTV Cribs.
Was fucking Red.
Yeah. Yep.
Muddy Waters, the first, the album upon albums. I even know that fucking album. And that was making Muddy Waters too.
See?
But that's what Ham Radio and the Ham Radio Show brings to you, fuckers.
Surprises.
We bring you surprises. We bring you shit that we didn't even know was happening.
Yep.
Because remember, by the way, at the end of the day, we didn't know. I'm awful because we just were running around like a bunch of bars.
No, I'm just saying. I mean,
we didn't know he was coming up.
He was coming, and just
there's no two ways about it. I didn't know he was coming. It's in the calendar. It does say Redman on January 20th. It's on the fucking board with a question mark. But how was I supposed to know that Redman was coming?
It was an exceptional interview because, let's be honest, we weren't sure if he was coming, and we just...
Oh, I winged it like hell.
Yeah, we had to wing it, so...
I think that Redman...
And that's when we're at our best, though.
I think that Redman enjoyed himself more than any radio show he's ever been on.
Oh, yeah, you had to hear them in the elevator on the way down when I...
And Ready Rock, too. Ready Rock, who I don't know from a hole in the wall, Ready Rock is a fucking outside... That was nothing. I got another curveball thrown at me. Ready Rock, who I have no clue who the fuck he is. Like, in the beginning, I didn't know who the fuck he was. That gets thrown at me. So, I mean, to have two guys and have Ready Rock, who was fucking... you have the fucking... The Capita Tutti Cappy of rap music sitting across from you. And then you got another dude with him. And then they turn out to be both one of the most amazing interviews we've ever done.
The ultimate question is...
Yes. I'm probably going to get shit for this.
Yeah.
Tell you that right now.
Hip-hop.com walks in, sees that right
there.
Sees
that right there.
But
at the end of the day, though, we're giving Will 2B, for his birthday, which is today, he's getting autographed copies of the album. Can I get the album, please, so I can give me one from over there? Or just read it off. Can someone read the fucking name of the album?
Gilla House presents Ready Rock, Da Bomb, Bricks on My Back.
There you go.
Listen to me reading a hip-hop demo. I sound fucking useless.
There you go. So that's from Gilla House. And the ones that we're going to give Will 2B has Method Man signed it. Method Man. Redman signed it. Right?
Yes.
Don't everyone jump in at once, please.
I have them right here in my hand.
All
right.
How many are there?
Is that one signed?
Well, Hitler took one.
Yeah, this one.
Hitler took one.
I got two.
Hitler gets one because Hitler was fucking, you know, fuck my wife, please.
Was that one signed?
No, these are just a pile of
we have two.
Two.
All right, so those two are Will 2Bs. Because I don't need one. I met the man. I now have his phone number in my phone because I used my phone to contact the mystery guest. I don't need to have an autograph. I have my picture with him.
Well,
that's number one. That's enough for me.
What's up with Pinsett not having a phone?
I have no clue. He's a mover and he's also a mover and a shaker. You would think he would have a phone.
Dude, he's got like eight people living in his house, man. He showed me, by the way, the video for Kel Reed that he was working on. Fucking awesome.
The guy is an expert cameraman, first of all. Now we had two expert cameramans. That's the other thing. Cameramans. You see how fucking verklempt I am? Because we just ran around, so don't mind me. I'm fat and I'm probably out of it right now. Plus, it's also fucking, what is it, almost midnight. And we've been busting our ass all day and we didn't know anything was going on because we had to go from one to another. The fucking, what was I talking about?
I don't know.
I was talking about the fucking.
You were talking about Pinsett and Pinsett, cameraman.
No. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. We had Pinsett in here doing the camera work. We had fucking Costello doing our camera work. So now we have an HD movie. We have a fucking, I think a regular D movie. We had the fucking ham cam going. And then it would have been a waste. And then magically, now we have three cameras going because the fucking mystery guest shows up and Redman shows up. And I'm going to get shit for this. How much do you want to bet that the fucking... First off, at least the... The booker, though, is not here.
Yes.
Goom's booker is in... She's on vacation. So I don't think I'm going to get shit from her until after the fact. I might get shit from Will, but I will write Will tonight and say there's a gift for you. Happy birthday on your desk. If he's not listening to the show, he's probably getting laid right now. He's probably getting fucked.
Or getting stoned.
Or getting stoned.
Allegedly, maybe.
Allegedly. I was getting hot. Did you smell...
Dude,
Redman literally.
They just smoked before
just
they got here.
I walked up here. I was in the elevator with them.
Yeah.
I got the contact high in the elevator.
Man, it was nice.
I enjoyed it.
I'm spent. I don't even know what to do. Should we just end the show fucking 2 minutes early? I don't even know what to fucking do.
Yeah.
I am spent.
I don't have the thing to play ready because
I don't
just
fucking
so...
We don't need it. Do we have a Redman? Let's see if we have a fucking... Let's go to the hip-hop channels page.
You got...
Let's see what
30.
We got. Let's see what we got.
See, we got some Wu-Tang in there.
We can do Wu. I think it's probably Wu. It was going to be a Wu channel, remember?
Yes.
There was?
Yep. Let's see. We're going to go cycle through the channel here.
I love how Redman called us underground when we're not completely underground. We got a professional setup here.
I don't think they fully understand underground.
I guess in the hip hop culture means unsigned, right?
No,
I'm so out of touch with black culture.
Please do not speak for the hip hop culture. Please don't. I'm trying to see what we got. Do we have any in here? I mean, it's really hard to find.
It's really hard to find right now with 52 seconds left.
I don't know
on the clock.
All right, how about just some of this? It's a little White Club Jean. Remember, free speech is never silent. Speak the fuck up when need to. And always remember, keep fucking that chicken. For Redman, thank you. Ready Rock, thank you. For Lisa Ann, who at least came through over the phone, I thank you. We will see you next week. Hitler, give me an octoon on the way out the door.
Octoon.
Octoon.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.